Hate New York City. It's cold and it's damp. And all the people dressed like monkeys. Let's leave Chicago to the Eskimo. That town's a little bit too rugged for you and me.
Tickets to the It's the Real Show in LA. Buying tickets to the It's the Real Show in LA.
We love it.
That's right, Randy Newman. It is another perfect day here in LA, but it's going to be even more perfect-er this Thursday night at the Bootleg Theater in downtown Los Angeles, when Eric and I hit the stage to do some comedy, some music, bring out some special guests. Right here, right now, we are announcing for the very first time ever that one of our special guests will be Drom. Drom will be in the building. And you can go get your tickets now at itsthereal.com.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Eric.
How are you?
I'm pretty good. How are you?
Doing well, thanks. I am extremely excited that we finally made it all the way to 2 days before our big show here in Los Angeles.
What a dream come true.
No, it's been a lot. We were doing an Instagram live the other day, and you were worn out. You were just like,
I just want the show to get here.
And you were like, I'm tired of saying the same things over and over. Like, has it, like, worked its way into your conversation outside of the Instagramming, outside of the podcasting, outside of the pitches on Twitter? Is it, like, something where you're, like, at the grocery store and talking about it?
Yeah, it's like, the one thing that people know about me anymore is that I'm going to LA and I'm going to have a show and it's going to be great and you can buy tickets at itsthereal.com. Like, you just keep saying it and you're just like, why? Like, just, I want the show to get here.
I'm really excited for this show to get here on Thursday because we have a lot of fun things planned, including Drom. And if you're in Los Angeles, this is the biggest thing to do this week. Right before ComplexCon.
Yes. Possibly bigger than ComplexCon.
I think it might be.
Yeah. Okay. Let's take a poll. Is this bigger than ComplexCon? You vote.
$20 ticket for yes.
Yeah.
And $45 ticket for no. Itsthereal.com is where you can get tickets. Jeff, today on the podcast we have
Cardo Got Wings, and indeed he does. Cardo Got Wings obviously has worked with so many artists.
You know what? I was telling Estelle, I was telling Dan, if you say we got Cardo Got Wings on the podcast, they're just like, well, what did he do? And then you start saying, well, he did Goosebumps, and he did that part, and he did Seen It All. They're like, oh, all right, all right. And then you say he did Mesmerized and
Levitate,
and this whole string of not just hits, but songs that prove that he is one of the most influential producers in music of the last
decade?
Let's call it a decade. Shout out to Cardo for coming through, because his story is wild.
He's an entertainer. He's an entertaining guy, and he's an entertainer.
All of his impressions are funny. All of his recollections are amazing. And the trip that he took, and I'm talking from, let's see if we can do this right. It's from St. Paul, Minnesota to
Denver
to back to, I don't know. There's a lot of stops on this trip. Dallas, Los Angeles.
Somebody needs to, like, fix his Wikipedia page, because, like, none of us can figure out exactly what his life was like. But
it makes for a fascinating journey. It made him into a wonderful human being and a very, 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 very talented producer who his track record is absolutely remarkable.
Also, did you know that Cardo Got Wings spends a lot of time in L.A.? He's going to be at our show this Thursday night at the Bootleg Theater.
Wait a second. That's another coincidence. That's another good guest.
Yeah.
Do we have more to announce?
Yes, there are.
Should we announce it today?
Probably not.
All right. Guys, go get your tickets at itsthereal.com right now before they sell out. Drom, Cardo Got Wings, and more at Bootleg Theater in Los Angeles, California this Thursday night. VIPs come in at 8:30 for a private Q&A meet and greet with us. And then the regular show hits about 9:30.
Do you really want to be a regular person?
No, don't be a regular person. Be a VIP. Act like a VIP. Tell everyone on your Facebook that you're a VIP.
Show up with sunglasses on. If you ask for bottle service, we will bring you a Poland Spring.
With a sparkler in it.
With a sparkler in it, because it's lit.
It is lit, guys. We will see you on Thursday at the Bootleg Theater. Jeff, when do you want to get into this podcast?
Right now.
Yo, what up, it's Eric, a.k.a. Fuck Bitches Get Money, a.k.a. Spuds McKenzie.
Yo, what up, it's Jeff, a.k.a. Shoot 'Em Up, a.k.a. Heron Howard.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. It's me, Ice War Slim. That's him. You guys are right. Goddamn Skippy with the tippy. You know, the newest member of the group. They call me Young Shoot. Now I'm playing, his car got wings. You feel me? I'm in here with the fellas, you know what I'm saying? It's about goddamn time, the 411 myth, legend, all that shit, man, whatever. He in here, man.
Yeah, so we're summoning it's the real. Ratata. Cardo, what's happening?
Man, you know, just out here in New York living the life, you know what I'm saying? Living the La Vida Loca.
Yo, welcome to this side.
Man, yeah, I'm on y'all side now. Y'all could get me fucked up over here.
No, so you were saying that you're staying in... sort of near Midtown in New York.
Yeah.
And when people notice you out in the streets, and by the way, for anybody who follows you on Instagram Live and talks to Jeff there, you were not 4'11".
I'm not 4'11". We're going to end this rumor tonight, guys.
Somebody started it.
Yeah, I wonder who started it, man. We got to fire. I'm about to be like Larry Flynn. I'm about to put out
$10 million.
I got to put out like maybe 1,100 to get information who did this information on me, bro, just because. You know? You are
6'4".
Yeah, man.
And when you walk around New York City and you get recognized, you keep it moving.
Yeah, you got to, man. You don't want to take no risk out here, man. You know, this is a big city, you know.
Especially when you're 4'11".
If I was 4'11", I'd be cool. I'd be under the radar, literally. Y'all wouldn't be able to see me. They're like, yo, you see Carl? Like, he was here? Like, yeah. He came and went. He was here for like 30 minutes.
He just scurries around. It is my favorite thing to do is to hop into your comments and just say, I heard, like, I met Cardo. He's really nice, but I heard he's 4'11".
Yeah, they'd be like, damn, he really is? He does look short in his pictures.
That's why he's got a Napoleon complex. Yeah. He just, like, works harder than everybody else.
Somebody really asked me, like, yo, are you really, like, around 4'11"? Are you really, like, little people or something? I was like, little people, dog, that's disrespectful. I was like, you know what? You're right. I am 4'11".
First of all, we want to congratulate you on the G-Worthy project. Because
Thank you.
Nothing out here sounds like it. We grew up off that G-Funk. And your guys' twist on that, everything from the rhymes to the beats to the attitude, the video, it's all refreshing and dope, and you know what part of the country that's from.
Yeah, man. It's just, you know, it's all about bringing back just, you know, cool, fun. You know, music just make you just feel good. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can wake up on a Sunday and you're like, damn, man, let me throw in the G-Worthy in, and you want to clean the house. You don't want to clean the house, but that album makes you move. You know, that's what the thing about music is. It just, it gives you some kind of energy. You know what I'm saying? It makes you want to go and do something. You know what I'm saying? So that's what I want to do. I want to make something that just remind me of my childhood, just growing up. You know, just being in the 90s with it. And just listen to SOS Band to,
oh my God,
you know, to listening, you know, to strictly just Dr. Dre, Snoop, Dog Pound.
Yeah.
You know, like Dog Food, like that's one of my favorite albums of all time. So
have you met those guys?
I met Daz and Corrupt.
Yeah. Oh, together?
Separately. I met Corrupt at Dr. Dre's studio.
Shit.
Last year. Cool as hell. You know what I'm saying? I didn't think he even knew who I was, but he knew who exactly I was. I was like, damn, that's wild as hell. Like, the infamous Corrupt, the young Gotti knows who I am. I'm like, all right, I can get with this. And then Daz, I talked to Daz just like probably like maybe 2 weeks ago. We just did some records.
Amazing.
Yeah, like that's one of my favorite producers of all time just because he did Ambitious as a writer, man. Like,
yeah.
He did so many countless other records, you know what I'm saying? Even his album, Retaliation, Get Back album, like I just grew up on the whole G-Funk era and the whole, you know, early Down South, 8YMJG, MJG, you know, Suave House, Rap-A-Lot.
Yeah.
Well, you're from Texas.
No, I'm from Minnesota.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Your Wikipedia is so wrong.
I know, but I don't know. Hey, hold on. Whoever did my Wikipedia, man, shame on you because you got so much information.
We
got to
clear this up right now.
We got to clear this
you're
up.
You're not 4'11".
No, man, I'm not 4'11", and I'm not from Texas. Shout out to Texas, my home now. But I'm originally from St. Paul, Minnesota.
St. Paul.
Yeah.
So you do have like a little Napoleon complex because St. Paul is not Minneapolis.
It's not. It's the Twin Cities.
Yeah.
So, you know, Minneapolis is like 35 minutes from there. You know what I'm saying? Depending on which way you're going. You know, but I mean, shit, like I said, I mean, it's pretty much the same. You know, Minneapolis is just a little more rowdy with it, you know, and always been that way because I lived in Minneapolis too on the north side, so.
What's growing up there like?
I mean,
cold.
It's cold, yeah. Cold like Minnesota. Shout out to Yachty. Yeah, it's cold, man. At the same time, it's just like anywhere else that you go in the world, you know. And it's like mini Chicago, really.
Yeah,
you know, because everybody, like all my family, they all migrated from South Bend, Chicago, and came up to Minnesota. That's how we ended up being there. And
what's the food up there like?
Food is good.
Cold.
It's like you can eat deer, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You might eat some fried chicken, rib tips, and pizza. Like,
wait, what?
Rib tips.
No, I was confused by the pizza part.
Yeah, rib tips and pizza.
Rib tips and pizza.
It's like a thing, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like your size. Like when you get wings, but instead you get rib tips. You know what I'm saying?
Cardo got wing chips.
Yeah, rib tips.
Rib tips.
Cardo got rib tips.
Oh, gotcha. Yeah.
And you get the rib tips or whatever, and then you get the pizza. They just have a lot of different variety because, you know, we got Somalians out there.
We got
a lot of Filipinos out there. It's just a lot of culture out there. So
you could
eat anything, really. Russians, too. So,
by the way, can I just say, Rib Tips would be a really good R&B song.
Rib tips. Yeah, it would be. You could feel these tips in your ribs. Yeah. <that's, laughs> I like that. That's fly.
That New York trip was worth it.
Yeah. Hey, man, we came out with a platinum song just
get
now.
Get Corrupt,
man,
on the phone right now.
Get Corrupt. No, we're going to do the record.
Yeah, all right, let's go.
Forget it.
So how long did you spend up there in Minnesota?
Man, half my life.
Really?
And then I ended up migrating back to Denver, where I was born at. And,
wait, okay.
Yeah, I know, right?
Okay,
all over the map.
Born in Denver.
Yep.
Made your way up
to Minnesota.
To St. Paul.
Yeah, well,
and then you were born in Texas.
Yeah, I was born in Texas and Denver.
Yeah.
Same day.
Right. Twin cities.
What did your parents do?
My father, he was just, you know, he traveled. You know, I really wasn't like onto what he did,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, he was part of my life. I made him see my dad absence or shit. No. He just did, what was it? It was like something about, it was like for setting up events like bleachers and shit.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother, she was just, you know, she was just a regular working mom,
mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Just doing what she can't provide.
And you had two brothers?
Yeah, I got two brothers and one sister.
Two brothers and one sister.
Yeah.
And where do you fall in the order?
I'm the oldest.
Oldest.
Yeah. Me and my brother, we just shared our birthday because we got the same mom, same dad, same birthday, just a year apart.
Crazy.
Whoa.
Yeah, my mom and dad were free. As soon as it came January, it came New Year's. My dad's like, you ready?
Come on, bring it, big dad.
Put on that rib tips.
Put on that rib tips.
Yeah.
Nah, I think it was the SOS bear, that Prince. I don't know, man. It might have been both. They probably had a funky playlist when they made my brother. All I know is my birthday was ruined because, you know, my brother was born on my birthday, so.
No, but yeah, is that weird to, like, because you guys are not actually twins, but, like, to share a birthday.
Yeah.
Growing up, are you guys, like.
We always been cool, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's my right hand, you know, and, like I said, my first birthday, though, I probably pissed the fuck off. Like, who the fuck is this little nigga?
I don't know.
This is my day, motherfucker. I was supposed to go see Batman. Nigga, you fucked it up.
Right, because it's a PG-13 movie.
Yeah, PG-13 movie. I'm 1 year old.
Yeah.
I'm just sitting there, like, I don't know what the hell going on anyway. So, I mean, it was good that way anyway. So, yeah. But, yeah, I'm the oldest out of all of them.
And
so.
What were your musical tastes like growing up? Is it, like, is it mandatory to get into Prince?
Hell yeah. You better be. Shit. All right. Your parents are some suckers. Man, you better listen to Morris Day at a time, all that. Like, you know, I grew up, like I said, my mom, she was real cool with, you know, Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis.
What?
Yeah. My mother was in that music side of the world with just because she sings.
Whoa.
Yeah. And Brother Jules, all them, like, You know, I could tell you stories about, well, rumors about Prince. I don't want to say rumors, but I'm pretty sure these stories are probably factual as fuck because it seemed like some shit Prince would do.
I mean, you have a microphone in front of you.
Yeah, yeah. Prince owned the club out there. You know, everybody used to think it was a vampire club.
Yeah.
You know, and you would hear stories like Prince be sitting in the middle of the floor with a bunch of naked women around him. He'd be naked himself, playing with sand. I'm like, shit, for real? You're like, yeah. He was like, yo, he used to bite girls' necks, you know, and it was worshiping time. I was like, shit, I don't even want to be a part of that. No, I hope my mom wasn't a part of that. You know, so I'm like, yo, mom, was you part of this shit? And then those pictures popping up, and people used to clown me like, yo, Prince looked like that could be your dad. I'm like, nigga, what? I swear to God, there's a picture of Prince. And if you see the picture of Prince, it looks like me.
Oh, man.
I swear to God, if you Google this, like, I'm like, whoa.
Wait, right, all I'm going to say is your dad was traveling, so.
How good
and
are you?
I do cry. My dogs cry too, bro.
How good are you at riding a motorcycle? Let's like see.
I'm
like
actually pretty fucking good.
Prince might be your dad. I don't
bruh,
know.
I don't know, dog. And I kind of like bell bottoms a little too.
Oh
bruh.
Man, bringing
purple
it back.
Ones. Yeah, I don't like assless chaps. Though. You know, shout out to Prince, man. Rest in peace. To
are you
the
nice
legend.
At basketball? You are 6'4".
I did play basketball, but I broke my ankle by trying to dunk. Well, my ankle. Well, I fractured it.
When
see,
was that?
That's what you have. That's what
that
happens
was,
when you try.
Yeah, that's what. That, yeah, you try hard, man. Yeah,
we talking
exactly
like high school?
Yeah, high school was my my freshman year. As a matter of fact, I fractured my shit. I didn't break it, but I fractured it. Not like Hayward, you know.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Get well, Hayward. If you listen to this shit,
he doesn't.
Yeah. No, he probably does.
Well, now yeah. You know what? You know what's dope is that we've had guests who were like, they're like, "Yo, Jay Z, I know you're listening to this," and you know, someone else is like, "Yo, Nicki Minaj, I know you're listening
to this."
Now you're like, "Gordon Hayward, I know you're listening."
He
to
might
this.
Be listening to this shit. You know, he seems like the type of guy who's hip to it. You know, he's like, "Well, you know, I'm on his bed. I'm about to see what the fuck's going on." And you see the headline, hey, "Cardo shouts out Hayward." Like, oh shit.
Hey, headline.
I was just saying, what were we just talking about?
We were talking about, you fractured your ankle.
Yeah, man, I was a freshman. I was playing for the for the Polar Bears. And
that's a great name.
Hey, Polar Bears, we were cold,
no,
bro.
Mean, of course. Yeah, you're cold. Yeah.
Man, I tried to dunk during practice and
it wasn't even during a game.
Nah, it was during practice.
Are you shaming him?
No, I'm
it's not like he's shaming me, right? Yo, what? Yeah. During practice?
Yeah. I just feel bad about it. I feel bad
You're
about it.
You're a fucking idiot.
Yo, crutches?
Yeah, I was on crutches.
Boot?
And then I had the boot on, too.
Damn.
I had the boot on for like probably like a month. It wasn't really like severely fractured. But yeah. It was to the point where it was like, nigga, you can't play at all this year. So I was like, well, great. I guess I'm going to just cause trouble then. And exactly what happened. I became a troublemaker, you know.
Started doing your vampire parties.
Yeah. A lot worse, you know. I was out there doing some, you know, I was doing some grimy shit.
Before
you know?
You even had your driver's license.
Yeah, before all that, man. I had my driver's license suspended before I even got one.
Yo.
What?
Yeah. I was a troublemaker.
Did you
dog.
Take out the car without your license?
Man, what? I was doing way worse shit, man. I was getting caught with shit, man. It was like, you know what? Just take his license away before you even get it so he can't go nowhere.
Oh,
like,
my God.
Yeah, I was just out there just, you know, going through that teenage phase, you know, just shit. My dad, like I said, he was traveling, so, you know, it wasn't like he was around a lot like
right.
He should have been, you know what I'm saying? Like I said, I don't hold him at. You know, accountable for it. You know, he had to do what he had to do. So, me just being in the streets, you know what I'm saying, just growing up, you know, you got to learn some way, somehow. Your mom could tell you the oven hot, you still going to touch that shit.
Right.
And, you know, that's what I did. Me and my brother, you know what I'm saying, we had to learn the hard way. And, you know, fortunate enough, we actually got to bust that 180, you know, turn around and just be like, you know what, this ain't it. But it took a time. It took a minute.
Did it take, like, getting caught?
Yeah. I did. I got called on my birthday, on my 20th birthday.
Oh, on your brother's
on
birthday.
On your brother's birthday.
My,
wow.
Yeah, what?
You
yeah,
ruined
on my
your
brother's
birthday.
On my brother's birthday. You know, I was the party pooper, you know. It came and
on your so your mom's just trying to, like, wish you happy birthday. And
yeah,
you're like,
boom. Hey, you know, hey, Carlos in jail. What?
Yo.
Yeah, I went to jail for some stupid shit. I had weed on me,
yeah.
You know, of course. And plus, I had a warrant, an outstanding warrant. And I went to jail for, like, yeah, this is the first time. No, second time. I went in for like 2.5 weeks.
2.5 weeks?
Yeah. Just regular ass county bullshit.
Yeah,
you know?
But I mean,
I came out, nigga. I felt like I was in there for 2 years. You know what I'm saying? Anybody been in jail, they've been in the county for 2 weeks, dog. You just sitting there, just waiting. Like, damn, I gotta really sit this shit out. I came out. I was like Bobby Johnson in South Central.
Yeah.
Hoover Dudes. I was fresh, you know what I'm saying? I act like I just did 20 years. I was like, damn, where we about to go eat at? You know what I'm saying?
You know what I miss?
Yeah. Yeah, my dad came, picked me up. My dad was like, you know what? He's like, you got to do something. I was like, shit, what am I going to do? You know what I'm saying?
He's
like,
what was the plan?
He's like, you got to move to Texas with your mom. And he's like, that's what I'm going to suggest to you. Because at this time, I lost a lot of, you know, friends. And recently, around that time, I had lost one of my friends, like, right before I went to jail, like, 4th July weekend type shit. And that was, like, an eye-opener because it was just random as fuck, you know. And, like I said, a lot of people, like, that year, that was 2004, just, you know, it was, like, 5-6 homies that ended up getting killed. So I had to do something, you know what I'm saying, because my dad was kind of worried about me, you know what I'm saying. So I'm like, shit, if my dad worried, then that's a problem because my dad never worries. And he's just telling me, he's like, yeah, you should just go out to Texas with your mom. I'm like, all right, bet. I'll do it. I call my mom. I'm like, mom, come to Texas. She was like, what? I'm like, come to Texas, damn it. Next day, I packed up and I moved to Texas. My brother, you know, I left him behind. He was mad about it because he was like, bro, you about to dip for real? I'm like, I ain't got no choice, bro. Like,
you were 20 years old.
Yeah.
You'd already been to jail twice.
Yeah. Well, three times.
Three times. Yeah. And you have a high school degree.
Nah, I don't.
You don't?
Nah. I never graduated.
You didn't graduate.
I never graduated. Like, I always want to encourage this to kids that's listening. Like, it was like school wasn't for me type thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some school, I mean, that's just what it is. My attention span was different. I wanted to do something that was completely, had nothing to do with school. I was like, yo, I want to do music. Like, how can I do music?
So you knew you wanted to do music in your teenage years.
Yeah, I was rapping at first.
Did you have, like, a formal background at all? Were you in band? Did you do chorus?
Nah, I wanted to do it, but, you know, it was like I had no experience in band, you know what I'm saying? Even though I wanted to learn, it was like I had to make myself learn everything, you know? And
how did,
like,
you go about doing that?
I was just rapping, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, shit, where am I going to get fucking beats at? Dr. Dre beats. You know, Timbaland. I'm like,
type in Dr. Dre type beat.
Well, nowadays you can. Yeah. Back in 99, you couldn't do that shit.
Yeah.
No, there was no YouTube.
Right.
We were fucked.
Yeah.
It was like you was lucky enough to get an instrumental tape from somewhere, from, you know, other rappers or whatever. And me and my brother was like, shit, we about to start making beats ourselves. And we used to go to this place called Mars. It's like a guitar center where you could go in there. It's like keyboards and all that. And I'll go in there every fucking day, playing on the MPC. My dad, he would take us there, me and my brother, and he'd just be like, what the fuck is up with this place? Like, what is this? Because my dad would just sit in the car. He never knew what the fuck it was. Could have been a strip club for all we know.
He'd be
like, damn. So he go, because it looked like a strip club. If you see how the old logo looked, it was a neon purple fucking moon and shit.
Oh, this is like Prince's club.
Probably owned this shit, because Prince had a lot of hands on a lot of shit.
Yeah.
You know, in the twins. So, and then my dad eventually came in, he seen me in there, and he seen people standing around like, what the fuck? Like, what is he doing? I'm over there playing on the MPC, just making the beat.
So, like, people were watching you like it was like Dance Dance Revolution.
Yeah, it was like, damn, this guy's fucking amazing. Look at his fingers.
Can you take the beat from the store? Right.
Nope. So it was just like I was making free beats. So at that time, you was getting a free Cardo beat.
But you're doing work. You're learning.
Yeah, I'm learning as I'm going. And I'm like, learn how to quantize and all that just by just fucking around by myself. Nobody showing me this shit. I'm just, like, learning myself. And then eventually my dad was like, what the fuck? Like, I can't spend that damn much money. You know, MPCs used to be like $2,000-$3,000.
Yeah.
So eventually I end up getting, damn, I'm like everywhere with it. This is like fucking 99, right?
Yeah.
I'm still in Minnesota. My dad dips because my dad had to go back on the road. And my dad, as a matter of fact, he had cancer.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, so he was actually in remission at that time, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, he's alive still.
Yeah.
He's good. He's in remission. And we ended up getting more trouble. I almost went to jail again this time, but the cops kind of gave me and my brother and my cousins a break because it was pretty much self-defense. And my mom was like, y'all got to go to Colorado with y'all dad. I'm like, fuck. Like, for real? Like, we didn't want to go to Denver. You know what I'm saying? Like,
it was Wait, who was even with you then in Minnesota? Because if your mom... So this is before she left for Texas.
Yeah, this is way before. This is like, it's 99. My mom went to Texas in 2004. Yeah, 2004. My whole life, What's the word I'm looking for?
Your timeline.
My timeline is crazy right now.
See, I don't begrudge the people who edit your Wikipedia for getting confused.
They're probably like, yo, wait, hold on. Wait, dude.
It's like the Matrix. Trying to pull
like
things.
It's like if the cops are trying to get me from this shit, they'll be confused. They're like, fuck, I'm done. I gotta throw this case away. He's getting off with this. I ended up getting more trouble. Like I said, me and my brother, you know, we got into some shit with some people out there in Minnesota, back home. Cops got us, you know what I'm saying? Some guys, child robbers. Me and my brother wasn't having it, you know, so we, you know.
Did what you had to do. Ass, yeah.
You know, and, you know, I had a pistol on me too, so. You know, eventually the cop didn't, he didn't see the pistol or nothing, so, you know, I threw the pistol, I tossed it. Yeah. I ain't shoot nobody, nothing like that, y'all, so.
Yeah.
Just tossed it. And they took me to my grandma's house, me and my brothers and my cousins. You know, long live my cousin Steve. He ain't here no more. So my grandma was pissed as fuck. She had a belt waiting by the door. I'm like, God damn, who's getting it first?
Mm.
And I'm like, yo, it's not going to be me. It's going to be my brother. I'm like, fuck that nigga. You're going to get this whooping first.
Yeah.
My grandma, she ain't even whoop nobody. She was like, y'all going to have to deal with y'all mom on this one. My mom got back from L.A. the next day. And she was like, yeah, y'all got to go to Denver. Like, y'all out of here. Like, y'all causing way too much trouble. And like I said, at that time, I'm like 14, 15 years old. So, you know, I'm at the peak of being badass, you know. So we ended up going to Denver. My dad was like, you know, he let me know. Like, y'all ain't about to fuck up shit. Whoop, whoop. Y'all gonna go to school. You know, what is it that y'all want to do? And me and my brother was like, we want to make music. We went to Denver, like, right around the time for our birthday. And, my dad was like, all right, what we got to do? And we was like, we got to get an MPC. My dad was like, all right, cool. So we went to Alfred, I think it was Guitar Center at this time now. And we went there. My dad said, price. He said, fuck no. Like, hell no. Nah, it's over with. And then he was like, he asked the people at the front, like, yo, what can he get to, like, make beats? You know what I'm saying? They was like, well, you can get MTV Music Generator. And I'm like, oh, shit, I forgot about that game. So we ended up getting it. And
that's the game on, like, PlayStation.
Yeah. And, my brother was like, all right, cool. Just get memory cards. All right, cool. We went back home. You know, we was on that shit all day, every day, just trying to make beats. Like, it took, like, a minute just to learn how to sequence everything on there and whatnot. We eventually got the hang of it. We like, oh, okay, this is how we do it. Man, how can we get this show on CD now? And me and my brother, we were stacking up our change. You know, we were selling weed on the side, you know. And, like I said, we're in Denver, so it wasn't technically, like, all the way illegal. But right. It was legal, too, at the same time. And we eventually saved up enough to get a CD recorder. And my brother was like, we could plug the auxiliary cords in the back and we could press record and play the beat and it records on the CD.
Oh, so your brother was like way smart.
Way smart. Yeah. Smarter than me. I was like, damn, I didn't even think of that. I'm like, so my brother was selling beat CDs for like $10, $15. And I started seeing my brother like cashing out. Like he have knots in his pocket. I'm like, bro, what the fuck?
Yeah.
He's like, yeah. He's like, yeah, I'm just selling these beat CDs, bro. And then, you know, we were rapping too. So my brother was rapping as well. And we were
what
just
rapping.
What
was your name and what was his name?
Mine was Cardo Montana.
Cardo Montana.
His is Sosa. Hard. He's always been Sosa. But I was Cardo Montana. Yep. Like, I don't know why, because I was infatuated with fucking Scarface.
Yeah. You'd watch like way too many MTV Cribs episodes.
Way
like,
too
oh.
many.
Yeah.
You know what it was? My dad had the my dad had the Scarface tape, the VHS. It was, I don't know if you guys remember, it was two tapes.
Yeah.
And I used to watch that shit every day. Like, the world is yours, Cardo. The world is yours. And I'm
that's
like,
Cardo 3
Montana.
Hours every day.
Every day, dog. I was watching that shit. That Kickboxer, fucking The Last Dragon, Chinese Connection, Kickboxer, like I said again. Dog, Kickboxer is one of my favorite movies of all time. Dumb and Dumber. Yeah. All the Halloweens. Like,
that was your school right there.
Yeah, bro. What, man? That's like, that's just like, because my grandfather, when we used to go to my grandfather's house, he used to live in the range. And Minnesota's way up north, like the Canada border.
Mm-hmm.
And we just go up there and we just watch fucking movies like every day.
Yeah.
The Fly, all that, even though it was a weird ass movie to me. So, yeah.
You're making these beats and you're rapping.
Right, right.
Do you guys have a group name, by the way?
Nah, me and my brother were just, you know, what people used to call us, the Diaz brothers.
Yeah.
Because they used to think we were Hispanic. I'm like, nah. They was like, yo, some white dude at the front of the school coming to kidnap y'all niggas, man. I was like, what? Like, nigga, that's our dad. It was like, nah, nigga, that ain't y'all dad, nigga. Y'all niggas like, y'all Puerto Rican or some shit, right? Like, nah, nigga, I'm black and white, nigga. Like, for real? I'm like, yeah. They're like, yo, your dad looks like he in the gray Cadillac, right? I was like, yeah, it's our dad. And yeah. They're like, oh, shit, my bad. I told the nigga I ain't know y'all. I'm like, oh, man.
That's a good friend, though.
Yeah, that's a good friend. Yeah. He protected looking us. Out. You know, it could be a kidnapper. You never know. But, yeah, we used to get that a lot. They're like, yo, some white dude saying he your dad in the front. I was like, yeah, nigga, it's my dad.
But you're Colorado-based. You're sort of Minnesota-based.
Yeah.
You're soon to be Texas-based. Yeah. But, like, how can you take that and turn it into a career when it's either L.A. or New York City and maybe a little Atlanta at that point?
But also, you're what, like 16?
At that time?
Yeah.
Well, when I lived in Texas or in Denver?
I don't know.
Because this timeline is pretty fucked up. This is fucked up
at some
timeline.
Point in high school.
Yeah, at some point in high school. This is, when I was like really taking off with the shit, I was like probably like 20, 21. And that's why I kind of started figuring it out, like, okay, I could do this, I could do that now. And in Texas at the time, you know, you had a lot of people really blowing up. You had DSR, Tum Tum, and all them. It was a lot of cats, like Mr. Pookie, Mr. Lucci. If people weren't familiar with them, you know, just look them up. They're actually dope artists. So that was how that movement going at that time in 2004. And I was like, maybe this is an opportunity for me to get myself in the, you know, in the game with it. You know, because like I said, Texas was blowing up. You had Swisher House in Houston. You had Thug. You had fucking, you know, UGK, Pimp Coming Home. Mm-hmm. There was like a bunch of shit going on.
That was like prime Texas.
Prime Texas, dog. Yeah. Like, that shit was like everybody had together. Yeah. You know, Zero. Everybody. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Especially Bun. Because, you know, Bun is like, he's like the governor of that whole shit. You know what I'm saying? Scarface as well. You know, that's the president of the streets for Texas, you know? And like I said, I just looked at it as an opportunity for myself to get in, and hopefully I can make the best out of it. And then, you know, eventually it didn't work in that way. But
how do you go from MTV Generator, right?
Right.
To creating like a sound that's like yours? How quickly do you figure it out?
Man, it took some time. Like,
did you have to get Mario Paint?
Mario Paint was actually a hard fucking game for Super Nintendo, dog. That was a hard... It's like that, though. You know what I'm saying? It's like you have to learn that shit. Like, you really have to, like... I went from Music Generator to Fruity Loop Studios.
You downloaded that?
Hell yeah. I downloaded the crack version.
Yeah, sure.
You know, shout out to Image Line, though, but hey, y'all... I had to do what I had to do, man, so...
It was a different time.
It was a different time. You know, I was struggling. You know what I'm saying? I ain't really have much money at that time.
But, like,
now you'll buy, like... Dozens of
things.
I'll buy a dozen, you know, and I actually like to do that for other kids that, you know, that want to be producers,
because
there's so many other kids that look up to us as producers, and it's like, fuck, how can we do something like that? But I'm going way off topic.
Well, no, but like, if I think of like your sound, like,
right,
I would say your shit jams, right? Your shit's jamming,
right?
How can you like make a beat swing? How can you like put some like real soul into it on a PlayStation,
right?
Or
it's like it's very limited, because like I said, it's not
like did you have it in you and you couldn't do it with that program,
right?
And Fruity Loops like allowed you to sort of like expand.
Fruity Loops like let you kind of do a lot, because at that time they didn't have a lot of VSTs, so you were still limited with a lot of shit, but you was able to do more on there than you was with the Music Generator. So as I'm learning that shit, it's like, fuck, like it's kind of technical at first, because like the drums, they're kind of weak, and it's like, how can I get new drums? And there was the Lil Jon kit floating around. I was like, shit, let me just download the Lil Jon kit. It worked out eventually, but my beats back then were so trash. I'm like, fuck. But, you know, I listen to them every now and then. I'm like,
the ideas are there.
They're not there.
No,
they're not. I know what I was thinking, dog. I was like on some, I don't know what the fuck I was on. I was making some boo bap 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 bap. I'm like, I don't know what I'm doing with this shit right here, dog.
Was it like fake Timbaland?
Man, no, it was worse, dog. It was just fucking, I don't know what that shit was.
You're like, I'm going to change the game.
I'm going to change the game. I'm about to make the best shit ever. I'm about to be better than Timbaland. I'm about to be better than Dre. I'm about to be better than Pharrell. I'm thinking like that, and then boom, the beats come out. I'm like, oh yeah, this shit's trash. at that time, I thought it was hard. Yeah. But
how are you? How are you like passing the beats out?
Man, at the time, like, this
were you
is
just
back
doing
to
acapella?
Yeah, something like that, you know. But like I said, with the beat generator, like we said, me and my brother was putting the beats on the CD. Like, everything that we was making, like, my brother still got the CDs to this day. Like, he collects them shits like, that's a treasure. I mean, it kind of is a treasure now, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's something that we could look back at, like, damn, we really believed in this shit. Now look where the fuck we're at. You know, I carry my brother like, yo, bro, I bring him into everything I do because he had the same passion as I do.
Yeah.
And like I said, it's like damn near my twin. So it's like we both have the same love and passion for the shit that we both do. So, and like I said, just from that music generator to fucking Fruity Loops was a hard transition because it was like, all right, I'm going to a whole nother software now. And, you know, it requires me to do all kind of other shit. And you have to have, like, actual real sounds. And like I said, it eventually happened.
Did you make any money at it? Like, were people buying those?
They were buying for my brother. They weren't buying for me, though. My brother was cashing out. Like, he was getting all the money. I was like, shit, nigga, can I get some, too? Like, nigga, I make beats, too, nigga. And they was fucking with my brother more so. You know, my brother had it. Like, he still does. You know what I'm saying? But he was really, like, working hard as I was.
And you're still rapping.
Nah, fuck no.
You gave up.
I mean, I could do it.
Just do a quick 100 bars right now.
Yo, yo, check it. Peanut butter, Dennis Stutter, roll up, pull up on your mother. Mm. She said, damn, what color? I said, maybe blue. She said, damn, yellow, Pikachu. Ooh. that's enough.
Whoa. Don't burn the apartment down.
That's like, supposed to get
don't
the
give
fuck
him to
flex
free.
Bomb.
Yeah, I know, yeah. By the way, we're gonna layer your beat under that.
Yeah, hey, dog, yeah. Why not?
Yeah.
I'm hot fire. No nylon. You might catch me wearing nylon. Shit, I can keep it going.
Yeah,
alone. Strike water. Shit, ask your daughter. She tried to make me take her to the altar. I said, psh, bitch, the altar. Dip. Skip. Bring me my chips.
The Grizzles.
Holy shit, where'd you find this? I spit bars, and sometimes they come out sick like sores. Look up in the sky, you might see a couple stars. Shit, look in my garage, look at all the cores. You know, I was doing all kind
of
shit.
Yo,
man.
We're going to get you a deal off of this.
I know, yeah.
You're like, damn, hey, sign him, he's a cool.
Yeah.
He could do it, can do it.
I love the West Coast accent you had right there.
Hey, for real, kids, shit's like hard. For real, and nigga, I'll be around with G Perique all the time, kids. I'll be just fucking with that nigga. Like, hey, nigga, really, you gotta pull to the function, nigga. I'll be whenever I'm around YG, I'll be mocking him sometimes. He be like, "Hey, blood, yeah. Hey, why you be doing that shit though, blood? Hey, like, if you ever be around YG, he talk like this, like, hey, blood, hey, though, for real, though, Bardo, nigga, like." He making his shoulders like go groovy with it. I'm like, hey, my man, my bad, bro. He's like, all right. Yeah, I be doing that shit to all the homies from LA, though. They're like, damn, nigga, you really did that. I'm like, man, I just do what I do, man. If I was a voice actor, I'd be able to do that shit, like, you know, like cartoons, all that shit.
Yeah. Bartoons.
Bartoons. You know what I mean? I be doing this voice with my kids. My kids be like, yo, what the fuck?
Really, what's going on, Dust?
They're like, turn the TV back on. Go away.
No, stop doing that, man. Shit, it's losing this motherfucker.
So, like, damn.
So when do your beats really take a turn? What's the first one that you're just like, you know what? This is the one that's going to turn all this around. And I know this one can sell.
I mean, shit, I thought that about all my beats back in the day.
Yeah.
I was like, shit, I'm going to get this to Snoop Dogg. I'm gonna get this to Nas. I'm gonna get this to everybody. Like, I was very confident. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, my work wasn't even there. It was just trash as fuck. And like I said, around that time, I was like, yo, I gotta really get better at this. You know what I'm saying? It take time. You know what I'm saying? And eventually, like, came around like 2008. I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
That's when like everything started getting better because it was more VSTs coming out. Excuse me. And like. I started downloading them, you know, crack versions.
Mm-hmm.
And then 2010 came around, Nexus came out and all that shit, and I was on Nexus. I was, like I said, I was out there pirating that shit.
Who's making their way down to Texas and you're going to their shows?
It wasn't really much, man. It was just Wiz, really.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how me and him met, you know, because I was already producing for the artists from Taylor Gang. So, you know, it was kind of a win-win situation.
Right, you were doing stuff for like
Chevy Woods.
Yeah, Chevy Woods and, you know, pretty much everybody from Heavy Hustle at the time when it was just Heavy Hustle. And me and Sledrin, we were working on the beats, you know what I'm saying? At that time, we wasn't really, like, doing it heavy as we were before, you know what I'm saying? And then Wiz, you know, eventually he invited me over to the show, and I'm like, shit, all right, bet. I had the bubble guts that night. I stopped by a store and copped some beer and some Pepto-Bismol on some weird shit. Like, I was about to make some beer lean or some shit, some bean. I was like, what the fuck is going on? Why am I buying beer and Pepto-Bismol? What party am I going to?
Well, because your brother's the smart one.
Yeah, obviously. You know what I'm saying? At the same time, I had bubble guts, so I'm driving. I'm like, shit. One bump and it's over. You know
right,
what I'm
right. Yeah.
Ah, shit. You know,
but you make a strong impression.
Yeah, you make a strong impression. Like, oh, yeah, Pepto-Bismol, I have heartburn. And I wanted the beer. Like, I brought the beers. And Wiz was like, oh, you brought beers. Yes. I was like, oh, cool. I'm good. Yeah. I'm good, dude.
You know how, like, there's some producers who, like, nod their heads so hard that people are like, yo, that beat's, like, really great? You're, like, the one who's, like, makes that face and they're like, oh, like, yeah. And you're like, no, actually, it's, like, heartburn.
Yeah. Like, oh, shit. I'm dying. Yeah, nigga, actually, I'm having a mild heart attack right now. Y'all niggas just thinking I'm bobbing my head. Y'all think I'm dying.
I know, yeah. Hey, guys, I just want to take 1 second to interrupt the podcast to tell you that this Thursday night at the Bootleg Theater here in Los Angeles, we, It's The Real, are going to be performing live music, comedy, storytelling, special guests. But hey, don't just take it from me, Eric Rosenthal from It's The Real. Take it from...
Hello!
The Queen of England.
Hello! What a wonderful show!
Oh, wait, no. Actually, that sounds like Grandma. Grandma, talk to us.
Darling! What a wonderful show!
I'm sorry that I confused you with I mean, you're royalty to us, but I'm sorry that I confused you with the Queen of England, Grandma.
I love drum.
What are you looking forward to at the show?
The Poland Spring.
That's right. Poland Spring bottles with sparklers, guys. Lots of surprises just like that. Grandma, what time are you coming?
Very early.
Get there early, guys. It's going to be a sold-out show. It's going to be a long line down the street, and you don't want to miss out on...
I don't know, Scrabble?
No, not, I was asking Grandma. Anyway, guys, itsthereal.com is where you go get your tickets. Go there right now before we sell out. We will see you on Thursday.
Hello!
And now back to the podcast. So you pass off some beats to Wiz.
Yeah.
And we're talking Mesmerized?
Mesmerized hadn't happened yet.
Oh.
Mesmerized, like...
What are the early beats then?
2009 was fucking, shit. I know one was in the cut.
Mm.
I don't know what the other ones were. It was a bunch of other beats
yeah.
that he eventually used.
Right.
Mesmerized didn't come around till the day my daughter was born.
Really?
Yeah, March 4th, 2010. I made that beat in the room. I don't know what the fuck happened that day.
Your daughter was born.
Yeah, that was just, you know, that was like the most incredible shit to me. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm like, all right, now it's not even about me no more, ever. Again, you know, it's about my daughter. And, I just made that beat in the room. I just remember just looking at it. I was like, fuck, I gotta make something. And I just made that beat. And I sent it to Wiz the same day. And you know what's funny? Mac Miller had the beat that same day, too.
Really?
Yeah. Mac could tell you.
Yeah.
Malcolm would tell you he had that beat. But I had it first. I swear to God. Ask him. And, you know, Wiz never told me that he used it. You know what I'm saying? At this time, it's like when somebody used your beat, they'll never tell you.
Right.
It was like, you know, social media wasn't really a big thing like that then. You know what I'm saying? And April was when it came out. And
you didn't even send it to him with, like, drops all over it?
Nah.
Wow.
You know, me and Wiz, we were cool at the time. You know,
yeah.
I was like, I was Taylor Gang, but I wasn't Taylor Gang officially.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
It was like, he's the rookie. You know what I'm saying? That's how they treated me as. And, you know, Cushion Orange Juice dropped. And then that's when, like, my whole life did a 180. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, oh, this shit's real.
You found out that your beat was on that tape when the tape came out.
Every day, when that day of the drop, everybody heard it the way I heard it. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, after the intro goes in my beat, yeah. I'm like, whoa, this is crazy. Everybody was tweeting like, oh, shit, Carl on the beat.
You had no idea what he rapped on there, how he harmonized, nothing.
Nope, nothing. Nothing. I just knew.
He didn't give, like, you didn't give any direction. It
nothing.
Was crazy.
He just knew exactly. I guess it was a perfect timing. You know what I'm saying? It was just like, you know, I provided something that he was looking for. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, by the grace of God, I got in with that. You know, and
how do you get paid off of that?
Well, with royalties.
Or do you get paid off of that at all?
Yeah, royalties and shit, yeah.
How do you break the news to Mac Miller?
Yeah.
Mac Miller, yeah, Mac
he
Miller.
Found out that day too.
Mac Miller found out that day too. Because I think Mac Miller was covered up still. I don't even think Blue Side Park came out. I think he was easy Mac still.
Yeah.
But me and Mac Miller had so many fucking dope records that nobody heard. Still to this day.
Really?
Everybody asked us, it was a song we had called Laundromat, and it was the hardest record we did.
All right, so Mac, here's because Mac does listen to this podcast.
Yeah.
Here's what we need.
Fucking Miller.
We need the Pharrell records and we need the Carter records. Like,
yeah,
free them.
Yeah, we hey, free the Mac. Yeah, he was supposed to send me the Pharrell records, matter of fact.
Damn.
Hell yeah, got you, bro. Alright, cool, for sure. Alright. Never got to me, dog. Yeah, but Mac, like I said, that's like somebody I look at too as like a little brother, man, because like I said, just seeing him grow and him and Wiz, like they both come up, I'm like, damn, that's crazy. I fucked with both of them. You know what I'm saying? But the Kush and Orange changed my life.
Speaking of records that never came out. Mm-hmm. There was supposed to be a mixtape with Wiz, Currency, and Big Sean.
Yeah.
What happened to it?
I have no clue. I know Wiz was, like, everywhere at that time with touring, shooting the movies. I think it was really just bad time on his behalf. You know what I'm saying? But they did do those records.
Yeah, there were, and, like, five or six records.
Yeah, it was, like, five or six records. And I remember me doing, what, two of them, I think.
Mm.
Yeah, one or two. It might have been two.
Or
but
three.
That would have been dope, though.
Yeah,
it was a lot more records that nobody heard. You know what I'm saying? Because Wiz records like a fucking a maniac.
Yeah.
Like, he even if it's an idea, because just watching him do how he records, I'm like, damn, nigga, like, there's like 100 records that we have that nobody heard. Like, he just records.
That Kush and Orange Juice tape comes out, and how do you feel that it changes your life? Are you getting a lot of incoming phone calls at that point?
The phone calls, just, you know, people trying to have me come out. You know, to work. You know, I was going to Atlanta. I was working with, you know, with Young L.A. Me and Young L.A. have a tape that nobody will ever hear.
Where is it?
Young L.A. probably has it, or JG. I have to holler at JG, but we recorded a whole tape within, like, 3 days, me and Young L.A., and it was hard as fuck.
What is it about, like, because you did the G-Worthy tape in one day, right?
G Worthy was really done in really technically 2 days.
Okay, all right.
You know what I'm saying? Because we had
I'm glad
say
you're putting the facts out. Because we never want to put out
Wikipedia.
Yeah. I've been dope. It was 1 day, but it was like 2 days.
2 days.
We was working. Because it
what
was
about,
like, as soon as, you know, because I was doing hooks too. I was like, fuck it. I was like, I could do the hooks if we ain't got nobody else to do it. They're like, you can't do no hooks. I was like, fuck it, watch me. And I went in. And it was like, all right, we're going to keep that.
I know that Cardo Got Wings is doing the production, but was Cardo Montana actually doing the hooks?
Cardo Montana, baby. You feel me? I ain't even charged. It was free. I charged to the game, baby, you know. And
but what is it about being in a room with an artist for a producer?
And man, before you answer everything. That, I also want to shout out your tape with Ohm B. Peasy.
Mm.
Man, what, dog? That's shout out to Peasy, man. That's like, you know, I love doing those type of projects because, like, it's real fucking music.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Not to take that away from anything else that's going on out there, but it's just like sometimes that hard reality rap, like Boosie and shit,
mm-hmm.
like, is missing. And I feel like Peasy's like, he's like the new age Boosie in a whole nother form and fashion with it. So, you know, I reached out to Stretch. I was like, yo, I got to work with this kid. Stretch was like, say no more. And we made that tape. We did that tape in a month.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
The difference between sending a beat off to somebody.
Right. I fucking hate doing that.
But being in the studio with someone.
Right.
Do you feel like everything hits? Or do you feel like it gives you a chance to sort of like navigate the way that the project's going to be?
Like, if you know, like, the direction the artist is going already, it's like it shouldn't be a problem when you're sending beats, because sometimes you don't have no choice but to send beats because where you're at.
Right.
You know, and for me, I actually like being in the studio because sometimes the artist could be like, shit, I want something like this. And then, you know, you're not there and they just telling you verbally and you're like, fuck, bro, I don't. You want to make a beat on Skype or some shit? You know, so it usually comes down to that with me. And I told Brock, I'm like, Brock, man, tell him to book the fucking session.
Mm.
I'll come there. If I have to come in tomorrow, I'll come in tomorrow. Like, I like being the artist, being in the studio with the artist, because it makes it more fun. It makes it like you could bring out the best out of them. You could play a beat or you could be making something and be like, oh, shit, what is that? You're like, yeah, you fucking with that, huh?
Yeah.
And, you know, and then it becomes a record.
Yeah.
And it's a record that, you know, you don't want to picture that they'll be on. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to get Future on my production, like, on the cool shit. Like, I sent Future, like, 100 beats. I want to get in the studio with him because I know we could create something that's, like, wavy as fuck.
And talk about somebody who, like, just records and records and records. What? Yeah.
Dog, if me and Future were ever to do some shit, dog, it would be the most fly as shit, bro, just because I always hear him on my type of beats. Like, I was like, yo,
on a Cardo type beat.
Yeah. Cardo type beat.
YouTube.
YouTube, if y'all don't know, man. You know, and I'm like, shit, man, there's a lot of artists. Like, T.I., like, I talk to T.I. every now and then. I be telling him, like, bro, I always picture, like, doing some smooth, like, pimp shit with you, dog. Like, because his voice and just how he attacks the track,
yeah,
the records, really.
And how he enunciates.
How he enunciates, you know what I'm saying? Hey, shout out T.I.P., you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Like, I want to get that tip. I want to get the 2003, you know what I'm saying, 2004 tip, you know, trap music. And I always want to create that, you know what I'm saying? Because the records he did with Kanye West. Rib tips, dog.
Wow. I'm saying.
Rib T.I.P.
Yeah, I'm saying.
Yeah.
Oh, that's hard. It's hard. Pause.
I don't want to say that, like, we're taking Brocky's job right now, but
hey, man, hey,
Brocky never should have introduced us.
Yeah. Bro, you want to cut 10%, brother. IDs. Hey, man, we got to add them to the team, man. If you're listening, if you're not surfing and shit, making Point Break 3, play as Bodie's fucking crazy brother.
So you're getting all these calls that are coming in now, and you're being flown to different places.
Man,
did you think you made it? Were you like, yo?
I was overwhelmed, low key. Come on.
Yeah?
I was like, man, I was still working a job. Like, I had a real job.
What was your job?
I was working at Bank of America Home Loans.
Wow. Really?
And check this out. I did that. I don't know if this is illegal, but I got that job on some weird shit. I was so, yo, my life is a fucking movie, yo, dog.
What's the weird shit that got you that job?
Dog, I was looking for a job, really.
Yeah.
And, I just left from the airport because I had an interview at an airline, but I didn't get the job because I didn't have a high school diploma. And I was like, fuck, all right, I guess I'm fucked then. And I'm riding the shuttle right past, it used to be Countrywide at first. I'm like, shit, I'm already in a suit. Let me walk in this motherfucker. Let me tell him I have an interview. I swear to God, my grandfather's grave.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I have an interview with such and such. I made up a name. It was like, don't see you right here. She was like, you sure you have an interview here? I was like, yeah. Oh, this is such and such Eamon Carter. They're like, yeah. I'm like, yeah, I have an interview here. She was like, let me check. I know we got someone to schedule, but let me double check. And like, I'm sitting there for like 30 minutes, and she was like, yeah, we got you right here. And I'm like, there's no fucking way. I swear to God. I was like, there's no way. She was like, yeah, such and such is going to come out here and get you in a second. Dude come out. He interviews me. I'm in the office for like fucking 2 hours talking to this guy. And he's like, yo, he's like, yeah. He's like, when can you start? I'm like, I can start today. And he's like, oh, well, we got to do orientation first. And whoop, whoop. And I was like, all right, bet. He told me how much he was going to start me off at an hour. I was like, he's like, $15. I was like, is that too much? And he's like, is that? I was like, nah. Shit, that's good. Nigga, I need a car. Nigga, this is going to help me out. You know, he's like, do you have a high school diploma and all that? I was like,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Of course, bro. I graduated with honors, dog. What? Man, yeah, I was lying through my motherfucking teeth. But shit, I sacrificed that life for it. You know, and that job helped me get a new laptop to make beats. You know what I'm saying? That's how I made fucking Mesmerize. Like, that. They funded all my shit.
Crazy.
You know what I'm saying? I got a job just off of good faith and just walking in there and just saying, damn, just go with your gut. I went with my gut. Dog, this comes from somebody who doesn't have a high school diploma, no college, nothing.
For everybody out there shitting on big banks, look at the product that they have right here.
Right here, dog. I'm the scum of the earth with this shit.
Wait, were you good at your job?
I was really good.
Oh.
You know, because I was just, you know, I was a people's person, so it was like.
Was it just the guy who stands at the door?
No. I was refinancing home loans and shit.
Yo.
But, you know, yeah, I was actually, like, helping people out, though. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, you get hardship letters from people or whatever, and I'm like, shit, you know, you see somebody struggling with four kids and they can't do this and it's a single mother. I was like, fuck this shit, approved.
Yeah,
I ain't care. I was like, fuck it, approved. Like, that's how it was, man. I wanted, like, somebody block me from my blessings if that was me, you know,
right?
What I'm saying? So maybe that's why I'm in the position I'm in now, you know what I'm saying? Just because I ain't blocked my blessings from shit. So
Wow. I'm here to block your blessings.
Hey, dog, I'm tall. You feel me? It's going to be a
while.
It's going to be a while, brother.
So okay, so you're working with Young L.A. You've done work with Wiz.
Man.
What's the next big placement that comes your way?
Fuck. What was it? Snoop Dogg.
Snoop Dogg.
Everywhere I go. X-Men tried to get me for that shit.
Could you have even imagined when you were like making beats on that PlayStation and thinking like, yo, this is great, this is good enough for Snoop,
dog,
that you'd really have him on your song?
Just coming from that whole shit, dog, and just like looking like, damn, nigga, like this shit's really real. Like, this is, I was at my job. I swear to God. I was on the internet. I was on Two Dope Boys.
Yeah.
Shout out to Two Dope Boys,
shout
man.
Shout out to Two Dope Boys.
I was on the website, and, you know, usually music used to just drop out of nowhere, just new songs and shit. And as I go in there, and it was like, oh, new Wiz and Snoop produced by Carl. I'm like, what? I ain't know nothing about this record. I swear to God. I ain't know nothing about it. I'm like, whoa, hold on. Click. I was like, oh, shit. I had my headphones on, and my boy Matt. Matt Haygood, that's my bro for life. He's like, he's the manager, and he's looking. He's like, yo, what the fuck are you doing? I'm like, bruh, you gotta hear this song. And I sent him the link through the email, and he was like, what the fuck? He's like, yo, this is fucking weird. Like, he tells, we go to lunch. He's like, bruh, you're a celebrity now, bruh. And nobody knows it but me.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, bro, keep it as a secret, you know? I don't want the whole fucking job find out I'm a producer and shit and everybody come to my desk. That didn't work, man. Everybody started eventually finding out and shit because, you know, Wiz became a big, big artist, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And everybody was like, oh, shit, that's Carter right there. That's right, Ronald. I'm like, fuck. All right. I'll walk away from my desk during lunch and I'll find demo CDs on my desk.
What?
Yeah.
Did you listen to any of them?
Fuck no. Frisbees. Fuck. No, I'm lying.
You gave everybody who needed a loan a chance. You're just like, you want to rap?
Fuck here. You work here. You better be grateful. Nah, I checked them out. You know what I'm saying? I mean, yeah. They were, Texas has a lot of talent. You know what I'm saying? And at that time, I couldn't help nobody out.
Right. Like,
what the fuck can I possibly do to help you that I'm trying to get myself into?
You know right.
what I'm saying? Like, I'm trying to still get myself in the industry, and it took a lot, you know, a lot of fucking sacrifices. So, and I ended up eventually getting fired from my job because I was making a B at my desk.
Really?
I swear to God.
On your own computer?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So your girl didn't fire you from being the father when you made a beat in the hospital?
Nah, she was mad as fuck when I did that shit, though, low-key. She was hot. She was like, what the fuck?
And you're just like, hold on, I'm just testing drum sounds.
Yeah.
I'm hearing a heartbeat, baby. I'm
hearing a heartbeat. It's going to change our lives.
But, man, Key was mad as fuck, man. Shout out to Key. She was like, oh, man. All right, cool. I'm going to let you slide on this one. And, you know, it became, you know, she seen what it was. You know what I'm saying? So,
was everyone looking for that mesmerized beat? Was everyone like, yo, just do that for me?
Right. I was getting that a lot. Can I get that? Yeah, can I get, like, the same feel? Let me get that little the lead. I was like, yeah, but, you know, Wiz, like, me and Wiz had, you know, we had our shit going. So, it was like, I ain't want to give everybody the sauce. So,
yeah.
I was kind of strict with it. And then, like I said, I started eventually, like, you know, branching off, like, with the sound of what I was trying to do. Because, like I said, well, I was like, oh, okay, I could do this now. I could do that. I could do this. I could do that. I know how to chop samples now. So it was like the shit kept on getting better. You know what I'm saying? Everything I kept on saying to Wiz, he's like, oh, shit. Don't get this nobody. I'm like, yeah. I bet. Cool. You know what I'm saying? Then we eventually came out with Taylor Allerdice. And, you know, that shit, that... my best work was on there.
Yeah.
You know, and not to take that away from Mesmerize. Mesmerize is a number one classic to me because it changed my life.
That's my favorite beat of yours.
Yeah. Man, I appreciate that. Like, Wiz is like, you know, he's seen it in me too. You know what I'm saying? He pushed me to that. Like, yo, bro, let's make this music. So, and like I said, Taylor Allerdice, like.
Big tape.
Man, what?
Yeah.
Man, Brainstorming, California, like, countless other records on there. But that was like, I knew I made it. You know, because I'm like, shit, it's going up for us now, for all of us. Me, Sledge, Edan, everybody.
Yeah.
You know, and Germ. And I'm like, yeah, we got something here. And I was trying to keep it there, you know what I'm saying? But it was like, you know, eventually it didn't, you know, stick like it should have. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Because, you know, other people, they want to do other shit too. You know, and at that time, I want to do other shit just because I don't know what's out there.
Sure.
You know, and you know, me and Wiz, we finally, you know, we reconnected, you know what I'm saying? And we got right back to it, you know what I'm saying? Where we left off at, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, brothers, we distance ourselves, you know what I'm saying? And we come right back to it. So, yeah, I mean, the fans should be interested in, you know, Laugh Now, Fly Later.
Mm.
Yeah. November 10th, I think.
I think some so. Shit. Yeah. Yeah. It's going to be a problem?
As somebody who's been a troublemaker,
yeah, a lot of problems. Troublemaker, man. Shout out Cap, man, because like I said, man, it's everybody's gonna love it. You know what I'm saying? Like I like where Wiz is at. You know, in the space he's in. Like he matured. I mean, he's always been mature, but you know, just him seeing him grow up, it's like fuck, this boy out here really living the life, working out. Being a positive role model to a son. It's like, you know, we got kids, so it's like we have more of something to relate to.
So at that point, when Taylor Alderdice comes out, what are you making your beats on?
Fruity Loops.
Still Fruity Loops.
Still Fruity Loops. Me and Sledge.
The cracked version?
Yup. Matter of fact, it was, bro. Because, like, you know, Fruity Loops was really expensive. Like,
yeah.
If you just had the basic one, which was $99, it was like, it ain't really have much on there. You know, we had the studio one, which was like $500.
Yeah.
I'm about to get the crack version of that. Cause I ain't about to spend $500 right now. And at this time, I'm on SoundClick, too. So I'm getting money from SoundClick. You know, all of us, me, Sledge, Johnny Giuliano, Young Exclusive, Vibe, all of us were on SoundClick. We was all on that top 10, top 20 list right there as soon as you clicked on the page. And like I said, I was just trying to just stack up. I was trying to be rich. I was trying to get a Lamborghini that year. I was really trying to.
Yeah.
I was trying to live the La Vida Loca for real, man.
Was there ever a point when you felt that people were jacking your sound?
I mean, yeah. I mean, I looked at it as like, fuck, what can I do?
Mm-hmm.
You know, one would say, yo, stop biting my sound. Like, right. Nigga, like, it don't even work like that. It's like, motherfuckers going to do it even more so because you said not to. You know, and it's just like, you got to take that shit as appreciation because, like, kids are, you know, they looking up to you.
Yeah.
You know, just like me, when I came in the game, I was trying to make beats like DJ Quick because that was somebody I looked up to. You know what I'm saying? So I can't really be mad at these kids that they see me as, you know, somebody that's influential to them. So I have to take that in. Like, okay, cool. They using the cowbells, the rim shots, all the percussions and this and that. I'm like, sounds dope. Sometimes they be making better beats than me. You know, I be going on YouTube sometimes. I be like, Carlo Type B.
Yeah.
And I'll hear some shit. I'm like, fuck, this nigga got it down to the T with it.
So do you ever steal ideas from people who are stealing ideas from you?
Whoa. Nah, whoa. Nah,
yeah.
Nah. I couldn't do that. It's like, because it's like, sometimes like I said, like, you'll hear a sample, though, and you be like, fuck, how can I flip that sample?
Yeah.
You know, you get the same sample. You chop that bitch up a whole nother way.
So what's a beat that you made in response to that type of thinking where it just went left and you're like, yo, this is like my new wave?
I don't know, man. It's just like, it came naturally. Like, I was like, I just kept on making whatever I thought was hot.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I just kept on flipping samples. You know, eventually, like, I thought I was getting better at it, you know, at least in my mind. And I'm like, shit, how could I just stray away from the Wiz sound?
Because
it was like, everybody knew me for the cowbell. And I was like, that got so fucking annoying. Like, hey, Carl, more cowbell. The Will Ferrell gift. Yeah, I'm like, bro, y'all fucking don't stop this shit. I had to stay away from it for a second because it was just getting out of hand. It's like, oh yeah, cowbell Carl. Right. Like, bro, no. You think I'm just Carl?
We would say it like YG would say it, though.
I will borrow me. Bow Bill. Like, nah, dog, nah. I had to stay away from all that. So I was like, how can I be re-innovative, like, with another completely sound? What can I do? You know, and that's when I started doing, like I said, more sampling.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, really, you know, dissecting the shit out of, like, that and then mixing it with my own sound. Just creating a whole new fusion of something else, you know?
Well, tell us the story behind another one of my favorite beats, and Jeff's too, Seen It All.
Damn. Woo, man. That record was deep, dog, because it was so weird and random. Because I swear to God, I made this beat the same week of South by Southwest 2014.
Okay.
2014.
That's when it came out.
It came out that year, right?
Yeah.
So it was 2014. I was sending Jeezy beats. Jeezy had called me. He's like, hey, send me some beats, good. All right, big dog. You know what I'm saying? You know, Jeezy rap on anything. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, I'm just sending him random beats. And I had two beats named Seen It All. Or not Seen It All. It was called, what was the beat called? the beat was called originally. So I sent it to him, and it was like, it was the wrong beat. And he hit me up. I swear to God, like in the next 30 minutes, he calls me. He's like, "Hey, cuz, hey, nigga, this beat right here, nigga. Hey, nigga, you, I'm about to change your life." I was like, "All right." For sure.
Cool.
Yeah. I don't know what the fuck going on, but
he was about to refinance your home.
Hey, I'm like, "Hey, nigga, hey, bro, hey, refinance with your boy." All right, this time, I was already fired. I was done and out, dog. I was living on my own with this shit. So, I was like, "Damn, nigga, what the fuck is this nigga all hyped about?" I'm like, I sent him just a simple beat to me, to my understanding. And I go back and I'm like, let me listen to these beats. Because, you know, once you hear artists fuck with a beat that they like, you go back and listen to the beat like, oh, shit.
Yeah,
I hear
how
you
fucking
rap on this shit.
Yeah.
I do it all the time. I swear to God, to this day I do. I'm like, oh, it's hard. I'm like, I thought this beat was weak. That was hard. I'll be in the living room dancing like, oh, shit. Hit the Dougie on him. And I'm like, fuck. That's the wrong beat. I'm like, oh, shit. Because I sent the beat to Big Sean.
Oh.
Well, Big Sean never hit me back about it. You know what I'm saying? I sent the beat to a few other people as well. And I actually sent it to Travis for Kanye at that time, too. Whoa. I failed to mention that, too. Cause,
whoa.
Yeah, this is when Kanye was working on...
Yeezus?
Nah, it was way before Yeezus. Fucking... No. Yeezus did come out 2013?
Think so. I don't know. Check Wikipedia.
Yeah. It might have been 2013. Yeah. You know what? I'm wrong.
You were just Mac Millering everybody.
Yeah, because like this is like shit. If nobody says nothing, it's like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how you spread your beats out. You know what I'm saying? And it's like...
But Jeezy hit you back first.
Jeezy hit me. I was like, oh, the beat gone. It's out of here. I don't know what the fuck he's about to do with this shit, but obviously he's about to change my life. And, you know, by that time, like I said, I was going to North... I went to South by Southwest. And, it was just weird as fuck that day. Because it was just like, what the fuck is going on? Niggas getting into fights. Me and Sledgerin, we had to fuck up a couple kids. Mm. Just because it was just...
Just for fun.
Yeah. Well, not just for fun. They were just saying some disrespectful shit, you know, and... Sledgerin,
what, like you were 4'11"?
Yeah, probably, man. Hey, some were drunk, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, we had to, you know, me and Sledger, we like the Bash Brothers of the Mighty Ducks, you know?
Not the Diaz Brothers?
Yeah, not the Diaz Brothers. It's me and Sosa, my brother Sosa. So, shout out Ryan, man. That's my brother, man. Nah, it was just weird as fuck because I'm like, what the fuck is Jeezy going to do to this record? That was on my mind the whole time. I'm like, well, how the hell is he going to change my life with this record? Like, maybe next 2 weeks later, Ty Dolla $ign hit me. He was like, yo, you got one of the craziest records coming out this year. I'm like, well, who?
Yeah.
He's like, Jeezy. He was like, it's who's on the record with Jeezy. I was like, who's on it? He's like, nigga, I can't tell you.
What?
I was like, what? Why would you tell me this
I know,
shit?
Yeah.
He's like, nigga, I just can't tell you. I was like, fuck, all right, cool then. I see what kind of friends you are.
Yeah,
nigga.
Right, exactly.
I'm playing. Shout out to Ty Dolla $ign, though. Beach House 3 about to drop. I'm not on it, though, but yo, go support the bro.
It's dope.
Yeah, it's dope.
It's really dope.
So, like maybe a week later, I talked to Carbon 15, big bro.
Yep.
And he's like, yeah, you got one of them strong records right now. I'm like, who's on it, though? He's like, I can't tell you. I was like, is it Andre 3000? He's like, nah. Hmm. I was like, is it Nas or somebody? Like, nah. I was like, is it Jay-Z? He's like, I ain't gonna say shit. I was like, it's Jay-Z.
Yeah, yeah.
He's like, again, I ain't gonna say shit. I was like, all right, cool, for sure. I got off the phone. And like, probably like, what was it, July that it came out? And I got an email from Def Jam. It was like, yeah, we need you on the conference call. I was like, all right, cool,
for sure.
I ain't never been on a conference call with a label. And it was like, all right, we're gonna play this record for you. You ready? I was like, yeah. And it was like, all right, cool. And it comes on. All right, cool. And I'm like, Jeezy comes in snapping like a motherfucker. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, shit, this nigga Jeezy eating the record, dog. Everybody back, Jeezy can't drop. I'm like, oh, damn, he's going in. And then the hook come in. I'm like, what the fuck? As soon as you hear him, he's like, I done seen it all. Oof. And then you hear Jay, and I'm like, whoa, wait, hold on. That Jay for real? You know what I'm saying? It's just like, it fucked me up because it was like everybody always dreamed of just having a record with Jay, but having the nigga on the hook and the verse, and him spitting his heart out on that record about him, Emory Jones, and the Caravan. It's like it gave you goosebumps.
Chills, yeah.
You know? And it was like, yeah, you know, we're going to release the song today. I was like, what? I was like, hold on. Wait, y'all about to release it today? They're like, yeah. It was like, congrats. For sure. All right, it's lit. So much crazy shit about that story because I went and tried to clear that sample myself because it was a Japanese sample. I reached out to the people. They hit me back and everything. Like, nigga, I reached out to the motherfuckers because I want that record cleared.
Yeah.
I didn't know who was on the record at that time. Like, see, I kept on assuming, oh, it's Andre 3000, oh, it's Nas, or it's Jay-Z. I just kept on thinking the randoms, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, ended up being Jay-Z, you know, and that record was so impactful as fuck to me. It changed. That record put me on a whole nother plateau.
It's still a classic record.
Man, what? Just Jay just spitting that fucking verse, man. Both of them, you know what I'm saying? And this is crazy. I don't think anybody ever knew this, but Seeing It All was supposed to be a Magna Carta Holy Grail. Y'all hearing it first.
Yo.
Jay won it for Magna Carta Holy Grail.
Of course
Grail.
He did.
Yeah, bro. How did... It would be lit.
Yeah.
It was still lit on the Seen It All album. If Jay went, oh my
you
God.
You would have been getting that Samsung money.
Hell yeah. Hey, you feel me? Hey, Magna Carta Holy Grail came out. I'll be platinum first platinum day shouting, man. What? Hey, ho, if you listen to this shit, man. Fuck with your boy. I hit Emory Jones every week. Like, yeah. Hey, can I send Jay some beats, nigga? I can send you 100 beats if you ain't heard them yet. If you haven't, you should hawk down Lenny S.
Yep, yeah.
And Emory Jones, man, if you listen to this.
Yeah. And you know that they do.
So yeah, hey, 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 fuck with your boy. Come on, man.
Whoa, they played it to you on a conference call, I presume, like, on speakerphone?
Yep.
So when's the first time that you really hear it, like, CD quality?
That same day.
Yeah.
I bought it on iTunes. I actually had my son. I was holding
they
him.
Made you buy it?
Yeah, I mean, I had to buy it so I could get that royalty check.
Fuck it. Yeah, $129. Let's go. Like, go.
It was $129. Yeah. I was like, damn, I don't really got that much money, but hey, fuck it. This might change my life, baby. So I'm holding my son as the song is out. We outside just chilling, you know what I'm saying? And my son poops all over me. He had his diaper on and just... It was on my RSVP Gallery and Bape t-shirt.
Damn.
That they did a collab with. I ain't even fucked, though. I was happy as hell.
Yo, Don C.
Yeah, Don. Hey, Don, man, can we get, like, a reissue of them shirts, man? Because that was my favorite shirt. You know, so it still got the poop streak on it and everything. I kept it.
Oh, so it's, like, exclusive now.
Yeah,
it's
exclusive
yeah,
as
yeah,
fuck.
Yeah.
For real. That day one was, one. Like, yeah, it was one of one. You know what I'm saying? Poop VP.
Yeah.
Yeah. RSVP X.
Yeah, yeah, RSVP X poop. Yeah, poop Bape.
Because that shit just, that,
man,
that shit.
It just put me on a whole nother level, you know what I'm saying? I'm grateful for that because, like I said, man, he didn't have to jump on that record. You know, that beat, you know what I'm saying? Like, it could have been other producers besides myself. That was way above me, you know? And, like you said, that shit really changed my life. Like, and then they performed it. I was like, God damn, I wish I was there. That's when Jay came out with the hockey mask, the Jason mask, and the off-white fucking flannel. I was like, damn, I wish I was there for that.
Yeah.
You know, but it was just dope just seeing how that record was, you know, evolving and everybody just gravitating towards that shit. Like, and people would call me the GOAT. I'm like, nah, I'm not the GOAT. Nah.
Jay-Z is.
Jay-Z's the GOAT.
Yeah. Where did your drop come from?
Carl Got Wine.
Yeah.
That's Johnny Giuliano.
Oh, man.
Yeah, he did that shit for me back in 2008. Yeah, yeah. Everybody loves that tag.
It's great.
Yeah, it's simple, you know what I'm saying? But Carl Got Wine. My kids say it every time. Every time they hear it, they're like, that's you, Dad.
Yeah, yeah,
I
yeah.
It's like, yeah, this me. My kids don't understand who I am yet. My daughter, she does now because she's 7.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, she's like, okay, I get it.
Yeah,
I get it. You're pretty cool, I guess. Whatever. You know what I'm saying? My daughter, she be in my studio whenever I'm making beats. My son too. My daughter actually helped make levels for Meek Mill.
Whoa, what?
God.
She
my
get daughter, credit? She get points?
Nah, but I actually got to break off a lot of publishing to her. You know what I'm saying? Because shit, she was the one who really she founded the bass sound. I was playing with the Lamont Dozier sample on my keyboard, and I walked off. I went in the living room and chilled for a second, and my daughter goes in my studio because she likes going there and playing on the keyboard at this time. And my daughter was what? She had to be 4 at this time. Yeah, she was 4 years old. And she was like, ding, 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 ding. I was like, what are you doing? So she's like, am I in trouble? I'm like, no, keep doing what you're doing. And she's like, din, 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 din. I was like, wait, whoa, hold on. I was like, all right, I sat on my lap. And I was like, all right, I think we got something here. And she's sitting my whole time while we making the beat for a whole hour. We made that beat together, me and my daughter. And she was, I was like, press this for me. She was like, and she was doing it with the snares. And I was doing it with the rows, like,
yeah.
And she was doing the rows. Like, the whole row, like, I was like, all right, cool, keep doing that.
Yeah.
And recorded all that shit.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, my daughter helped me, like, really make
it. Do you realize what you've done?
Yeah. Have you realized what you've done? Yeah. Dumb and Dumber is my favorite movie of all fucking time. Yeah. I don't care. If anybody wants to debate me about that, we could fight.
Wait, debating you if it's your favorite movie
of all time? Oh, if it's not the best comedy, well... Yeah, well, let me retract that. You know what? Let me take that back because, you know, sometimes I
don't think it's the favorite movie of all time.
I mean, it's a top five comedy.
Wow, world. So you're already stepping, you're already walking it back.
Yeah, change the Wikipedia, guys.
Yeah, you know what, Wikipedia, you know what? I apologize for confusing y'all, man, whoever did that.
Hey, guys, I just want to interrupt this podcast one last time to remind you that this Thursday night at the Bootleg Theater in Los Angeles, California, we, It's The Real, are going to be performing live with comedy and music and storytelling. And special guests. You do not want to miss out on this amazing show. We've done live shows in New York and London and sold them out. You guys are definitely going to want to be a part of this sold out experience. Go to itsthereal.com and get your tickets right now. But hey, don't just take my word, Eric Rosenthal, one half of It's The Real. Take
What The Hell Is Going On Between The Sheets In My Home.
Oh my God, wait. Is that Ronald Isley?
Call me Mr. Biggs.
Wow. Mr. Biggs, I didn't expect you to be here. I was sort of expecting to hear Grandma once more. But tell me what you are looking forward to on Thursday night.
Now I think y'all better leave this place. Because I'm about to buy some tickets to the It's The Real live show.
Guys... If Mr. Biggs, notorious singer and tax evader, can afford tickets, so can you. Go to itsthereal.com right now and make sure that you don't piss Mr. Biggs off, because you know how he gets when he finds you guys in places you shouldn't be. So work with him and go to a place where you should be, Bootleg Theater, this Thursday. Mr. Biggs, any last words?
I'm about to catch a case.
Oh, man. Guys, lots of special guests in the building. We will see you on Thursday at the Bootleg Theater, itsthereal.com right now. And now back to... the podcast. Levels was amazing.
What's the next record to hit? Probably Kendrick Lamar.
That went up.
You had a placement for Kendrick Lamar on Untitled Unmastered. That was probably around that time.
Yep, Levitate and Get Top on the Phone.
Yeah.
That was 2015. Yeah, that was 2015. That was like when me and Kendrick really started working more. I've been on Kendrick since 2009, I want to say.
When he was K-Dot.
Yeah, when he was K-Dot. You know what I'm saying? And, we became real cool, you know what I'm saying? Me and him, Soundwave, Ali, like the whole TD camp, you know what I'm saying? We became a family thing. And at that time, he was working on To Pimp a Butterfly. And, well, he was already done with To Pimp a Butterfly, because To Pimp a Butterfly came out in 2014, right?
But these were the songs that were supposed to be on To Pimp a Butterfly. Yeah.
So I was supposed to be on Good Kid, M.A.A.D City, you know, at that time. But the records I was making wasn't what was fitting for that project.
They were whack. They were whack records.
They were trash. Yeah. They were fucking trash. Yeah. I hear those beats now, and I'm like, yo, this shit's fucking awful. Yeah, I'm glad kids didn't get this shit.
Your daughter's like,
whack as fuck. Yeah. 2012 car was whack. You feel me? Like, that was like, that's why I gotta say I was whack as fuck. Yeah. You know, I was like, yeah, I was doing too much, bro. I was trying to make all kind of weird shit. I was like, I found like all kind of weird vibes type shit. I'm like, nah. And I eventually picked it back up all the way up to 2014. I started, you know, I built a team, you know, with me and Johnny Giuliano and Young Exclusive as producers, you know what I'm saying? We kind of formed up as like Voltron.
And your daughter.
And my daughter. Yeah. She was the secret weapon, right?
Yeah, sure.
You know what I'm saying? And we just started working together more and more on ideas. Like, that's where we just started circulating more, because it's like, you can't do it all by yourself. I mean, you can, but it's going to take you a longer time to get where you want to go. if you feel like you want to do it by yourself. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I understand that shit, that a lot of people do it with a team and sometimes do it by themselves. I'd rather do it with a team because, you know, it makes everything much more greater. You know what I'm saying? And that's how we eventually do the records with Kendrick for Levitate. Levitate was both, Levitate and Untitled 2 were both unfinished beats. They're like, they were like a minute long. Mm. And then Kendrick some way, somehow... I show you how I do this. I know what to do, you know. Yeah, Kendrick doing what he doing. Shout out my brother Dot, man. That's my brother. I love that nigga, man. He like, yeah, you know, just make it, you know, just pinch it a little bit. Pinch the BPM, make it mouth sound a little sinister, you know. Sinister. I'm like, all right, cool, for sure. Make it a stanger. Make it a stanger, Bardo. All right, bet. Gotcha. For sure. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's like, working with Kendrick is like the best shit ever. You know what I'm saying? Like, working with him, you already know, like, what to expect. Like, he's going to tell you. He's going to be blunt. Like, nah, that's not it.
Yeah.
Like, when we was working on fucking Damn, like, there was so many records that we had. So many. So many dope records. So many, so many. I'm like, bro, like, you know, fortunate enough, we landed on there with God, mm-hmm. you know, and, but we skipping the whole shit, 2014. Was it 2014 or 2015 when Levitate came out? It was 2015, right?
Maybe.
I mean, you lived something it.
Like, yeah.
I don't remember, dog. I want to say 2015. On Taiwan. You're right.
Let's say it's 2015.
Yeah.
It's 2015. It's right. Because, 2014 was Seen It All. Mm-hmm. And all that shit. Yeah. So 2015, boom. Untitled. Unmastered. Yeah. What was it? What else came out after that?
Yo, do you walk into sessions, like, at that point with, like, you know, your shoulders a little higher, you know?
I actually be, like, kind of nervous. You know what I'm saying? Because it's like, you walking in these sessions, it's like...
You feel vulnerable.
That, too. And it's just like, you don't want to think, like, you walking in like you the shit.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Like, nigga, that's how you play yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I'll be like, man...
And you're about to play yourself.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I don't want to do any of that. You know what I'm saying? And I'll be like, I got some, but it might not be something you fuck with.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'll play it, you know, and they'll be like, oh, shit, nigga, you out your mind. Like, nigga, this is hard. Like, you got to play it humble. You know, like I said, you don't want to play yourself as a producer and just walk in there like, yeah, nigga, I'm in here with the funkiest motherfucking beats.
Right.
I make the fly shit. I don't do none of that.
Is there anything that you've had, like, you make it and you're just like, oh, like, this actually is the shit.
And then beats don't ever get picked.
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever get picked. But my least favorite beats always get picked.
That's because you have a trash ear.
I have a trashy fucking ear, dog. My ears is trash. I was like, either I need to just clear out the wax or something, or it's just because certain records that you'd be like, man, this beat is so fucking hard to me.
Yeah.
And then the other beat be like, ah.
Right.
Nah.
When Untitled Unmastered comes out.
Right.
Are you like, yo, you're not even going to title my shit?
Yeah, like, dog, what's up, man? Like, how you going to do me, bro? Yeah. Nah, he was just like, it was just, you know, because it was ideas, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, and I like how he presented it like that. Like, it was just like B-roll, like, type shit.
Yeah.
So it was dope, you know what I'm saying? Everybody could name it whatever fuck they want to name it. It was called, oh, yeah, Top on the Phone. That's what I called it. And Levitate became Levitate because, you know, the hook.
You know
what I'm saying? Levitate. Yeah. And then we end up being on commercials and shit for playoffs. I'm like, oh, we lit.
Yeah.
We out here.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So that was actually a dope time. Like, that's when shit started picking up even more. Levitate, really? And I started picking up. So I didn't even catch myself with that. And like I said, it just... That's when I started noticing more about myself and my skills and my work ethics, that, like, shit, if I keep believing in myself this much, I know I could go anywhere I want to in this fucking world and just be straight.
And so with the Travis shit, is he reaching out to you for beats, or is that Sycamore?
Yeah, me and Travis always been cool with each other because JG from Grand Hustle mm-hmm. introduced us a long time ago, him and Mike Lace. And me and Travis known each other since, like, 2010, 2009.
Wild.
Yeah, I known him since when he had a fade. You know?
Yeah.
He used to look like a vampire.
Yeah.
Like, I used to tell Travis, like, yo, you like a vampire. Like, I remember going to a session one time, and there was no lights on, just candles. Travis, if you're listening to this shit, nigga, and I know you remember this shit.
And he does.
Yeah, and he does.
Yeah.
Travis had candles lit in the studio session, my nigga, looking like a vampire, bruh. He had the craziest grill on. Like, this, he was dressed fly as fuck. He had on these beat up Bred Fours.
Mm.
It was like when he knew, like, he was ahead of his time with the whole look. You know what I'm saying? Like, the skinny jeans with the vintage rock shirt. Like, he had all that shit on. Like, this nigga was ahead of his time. But we always stayed in contact. Always. And we had records, matter of fact. And fucking one record I can't even speak on like that. Somebody else had the beat, and he got really mad about it. I was like, bro, I didn't even know he used it. He's like, hey, I recorded a song. It was for, what was it, the Al Farrow album?
Yeah. Oh, the Al Farrow. Yeah. So, like, yeah. That's like 2014, yeah. 2013.
That was 2013. Yeah. And he was like, I was going to put it on there. I was so mad, bro, because I was like, fuck, I played myself.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
And, so did the whoever did get the beat? Did they
Mikey Rocks? All right. Mikey Rocks and fucking Shorty K. Shout out my bros, man. Yeah, yeah. Two Pick Click boys, man. Yeah, they end up using the beat. I didn't know that they used it and put it out, you know. And then Travis is like, bro, they put this record out. Oh, damn, man.
You gotta start telling people who you send beats to.
Yeah, because I don't be knowing. Because they, you know, I tell niggas, like, yo, if you use something, you gotta tell me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because my beats don't just sit with one artist. Like, nigga, if you don't tell me nothing that same day, they're going to somebody else, too.
Right, yeah.
Yeah, I got kids to feed.
They'll all go to Future.
Yeah, they go all to Future. Future, hey, Future got, like, over 100 beats from me. I talked to him one time, and that was it. Yeah, you know, you could do this record. I didn't understand what he was saying. I was like, all right, bet. I was like, Future, let's just make some music. Like, yeah, we could do it, my nigga. You know what I'm saying? All right, bet. You know what I'm saying? And nothing ever came from it, you know?
Did he, who chose Grammys?
Drake. Yeah, that was crazy, too. That was random. That was really random because, nigga, I seen Drake was following me on Instagram. We getting all way off topic with the Travis Scott shit.
We'll
get back to the Drake story.
Yeah.
Travis, like you said, man, we just stayed in contact. You know, he was working on, what was the next album after Al Farrow?
Was it
the rodeo?
Rodeo or yeah.
Rodeo
or day before rodeo.
Day before rodeo, yeah. And after day before rodeo was what was the next?
I think
album?
after so was it days before rodeo and then rodeo, or rodeo and then days before rodeo and then
days before rodeo, right?
And then birds, right?
Yeah. And then birds, mm-hmm. Yeah. And
I think we're missing one.
Yeah, we're missing one, aren't we? This album we missing. Sorry, Travis, bro. Man, you gotta understand, man. We've been going through so much shit, man. You put out too much music.
It's too much, way too much. And imagine if you put out all those 100 songs with Future. That's a lot.
Bro, I like it. I think the fans would be fucking thrilled by that shit.
You could theoretically put out, like, I'm trying to think, like, how many, like, you could put out, like, 7 Future projects.
Bro, for real, that'd be lit. Like, that's why I like doing, like, the producer and artist projects, because that shit gives, like, it gives more life to it. It's like it gives a direction of sound.
Totally.
Know? Like, what him and Metro were doing, like, they had a direction of sound. Southside, too, you know? Yeah. And that's why I respected it. I was like, but what if Future and Cardo did some shit? You know what I'm saying? Like, I always want to do that.
It was Al Farrow, then Days Before Rodeo, then...
Rodeo, right.
Rodeo, right. And then Birds.
Birds, yeah.
Yeah, like, I sent him beats for all those projects. And right when he was working on Birds, he started working on Birds in, like, what, 2015? Yeah. So everything I was sending him in 2015, he was taking. He was eating it. Right, he would call me on FaceTime, he would play me the records. This records didn't even make it on there. Originally, I had, like, probably, like, 5 or 6 records.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? I think me, TM, and Murder, we all had, like, a gang of records with him. Still, to this day, we do.
That's a dope lineup.
Yeah, we got... But the other records me and Travis got, oh, my God. Like, bruh, out of this world, dog.
Astroworld. Did you go over to his place while he was recording
it? Yeah. We went to his house. It was fucking crazy in there.
Yeah.
Shout out to Sick and Warren.
Yeah.
Of course, we was at Windmark and the East West Studios. Like, we was cooking everywhere. And then,
does he have weird hours or?
He definitely has weird hours. Mm-hmm. Like, he's definitely a vampire still.
Yeah, he's definitely
a Dracula.
Yeah.
Like I said, just working with Travis is fun as fuck because he's energetic. He knows exactly where he want to go with shit. We was up at No Name Studios, mm-hmm. You know, Kanye shit, me, mm-hmm. Him, and Quavo. And I was nervous as fuck because this is my first time being around Quavo. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, Quavo, one of the artists I look up to as well. Like,
totally.
He's hard as fuck to me. You know what I'm saying? And
he's killing it.
Yeah, everybody's in the room that I'm not familiar with. So it's like, it's a bunch of people. Shay was in there, Shay Pope.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Shay. And I'm like, fuck, what should I play? And Brock is just looking at me like, bro, you're nervous. You're a little bitch. You're nervous, pink panty wearing bitch. All right, let me rub some weed, man, to get this shit off of me. And I played the first beat, and Travis, I skipped over the next beat. Travis was like, no, go back to that shit, nigga, what you doing? I was like, oh, my bad. I was like, nigga, y'all ain't saying shit.
Yeah.
He was like, yeah. He's like, nigga, go back to that. And, you know, that was like one of the first records that Quavo and Travis was working on. And I'm like, oh, okay. I went to the next record. It was another record. Then another record. It was like 4 or 5 records done that day.
Damn.
I was in that studio for like, man. Rock left. Rock can't even hang. Rock was like, yeah, I'm out here, dude. But, all right, bet. See you later, dog. And
Travis records like right by the board, right? Like,
yeah. Like he has the mic in there and everything. So, yeah. And I was parched like a motherfucking session. I'm not even going to lie. I was parched because this water bottle was in there with no labels on it.
Yeah.
And I'm like, damn, I don't want to drink none of this water and start flipping out. Right. What was in the water? Oh, bro, sorry, man. Yeah, yeah. I forgot to tell you. There's Molly in there. I'm losing my mind. I'm melting inside. Nah, I'm playing, man. But I was parched because of that shit.
I don't know
what's going on with this water here, bro. I don't know, but it's like, you know, the labels and all that, I understand. But,
damn.
Yeah, that was like start of like, that was pretty much, yeah, the start of Birds in the Trap. And,
but even before that, you had, oh, wait, when was the, you did the record with Cudi?
And, yeah, and Travis. Late Night. Yeah.
Was it you who said,
big record.
Was it you who said to Cudi, more humming?
I wish I did. I wish I did, man. I met Cudi before too. One time, it was weird as hell, and it was just like it was just random because he came to a Jeezy session. I'm like, what's Cudi doing here at the Jeezy session again? It's kind of weird, right? It's like,
yeah, like
I was going,
yeah,
hey, chill, CTE nigga, Kid Cudi nigga, chill. Snowman bitch, 17.5 a piece. Kid Cudi on the hook. What you need from me?
Nah, I couldn't see that. It wouldn't work right. I mean, it could. I don't know. Nowadays it could.
Yo, is it wrong if we take if we just chop all that up and just drop them as drops?
Like, that'd be hard. Chill. Yeah. It's the real cuz. It's Jeezy Snowman. Cardo, nigga, what's up, little bro?
We had Arsonist from the Heatmakers up here.
For real?
Right? Yeah,
hey, shout Arsonist, dog. Yeah. I met him in Atlanta, man.
Dope, dude.
Man, a legend.
He said that when Dipset tried to get a sample cleared from Isaac Hayes, they sent it and it had their drop. It's just, it's Dipset, bitch! Like, every over 5 seconds. And Isaac Hayes is like, No.
I'm not gonna do
and
this
he's like,
shit.
I wonder why.
Long live Isaac Hayes, man. Yeah. The legend, man.
That's right.
Damn. Yeah, so yeah, to Travis, it was just all about building all these records for him. I remember TM88 him, he's like, yo, this record you got with Travis, nigga, out of this world. I was like, nigga, don't tell me that. Like, you playing with me. He was like, nah, nigga, you got one. So TM, shout to TMA, that's my nigga too, man. Yeah. I was like, damn, all right, send me the record. And then, you know, Travis sent me the record. I'm like, oh, this shit fire. It was an open verse. So I'm like, shit. Brock already had it. Brock was like, yeah, I sent it to Dot. He's like, he's going to send it back with a verse tomorrow. I was like, all right, bet. Hey, all right, cool, for sure, whatever. We're about to see. You know, Brock moves just like that. Like, I'm the Brock, bitch. I'm the Brock. That's me, Rocky Marciano. Like my beard and my orange beanie. I got an orange beanie on right
you
now.
You do,
too.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, bro, come on, man. You really got that for me, man.
Sounds like Rock. You're doing like the Chappelle white man voice.
Yeah. Hey, that's my shit, though. Yeah, that was too harsh. Yeah. You know, Brock, no, Brock's like, come on, dude. You know, Carl, man, you know, he's just fucking crazy, man. Yeah, he'll tell you, man, I'm everywhere with it.
So that verse from Kendrick comes back.
What? I was the first one to hear that shit.
Man.
I remember that same day, I seen on fucking Travis' Instagram, he was speeding in the what was it, in the Ferrari?
Mm.
Had to have been a Ferrari, and he had a bathrobe on. I'm like, yo, where the fuck is he going? And he pulls up to Brock's house. I'm like, oh, she's at Brock's, because, you know, I watch on the Instagram. What the fuck going on over there? And he's over there hearing the record, like, nobody knows what's going on.
Oh, that's at like 6 a.m. or something
like
that,
yeah,
right?
It was really early.
And
it was early
like,
as fuck. Because that was the same day I got the record. He sent it to me like in the morning. Right when I woke up, I had the phone. I had it in my phone. I'm like, what the fuck? I listened to it and it was like, I'm like, oh my God. Yo. I put that pussy on a pedestal. Oh, shit. My nigga just serenaded to the pussy. This nigga's a legend. This song is out of here. And now we 3x platinum, bitch.
Woo. Mm.
Come on, man.
Talk about it.
Me,
fire. Talk about it.
I'm about to get on my straight Dame Dash shit.
Yeah.
No, I'm playing.
You get that Lambo yet?
Nah, I ain't man. Get it yet, man. I got kids, man. They can't even ride that shit, man. My son, he wanted to get a Lamborghini. I'm like, I don't know, son. You think a little too fast, brother.
Yeah.
You might be living a fast life before me, man. But yeah, that record right there, like you said, was like another pinnacle, you know, for me. It's like, damn, how good can you get from there?
How about,
you know, me and Young Exclusive, that's like I said, we produced that record, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we was like, fuck, like this is kinda hard when you wanna top shit. And it's like you don't wanna force it.
Right.
It's like just make shit.
That part.
Yeah, that part. Now that was another crazy record. Shit, man. Damn, the timeline is wild for Cardo, man. I've been through some shit. Man, what, man? After the Taylor Gang departure, it was like, you know, I couldn't tell you how many times motherfuckers said I was going to fail. Like, I took everything from what they said, and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to show y'all the complete opposite. I let it get to me at first because it's like, yo, like, how the fuck are you supposed to handle that shit, you know?
Oh, you're not going to make it without Wiz, bro. You fucking suck dick. Like,
that's not a good impression of me, by the way. That's not what I sound like at all.
Oh, you know, hey, that's not what it sounds like me at all. You fucking suck. You're 4'11". You're fucking like... Well, you have to get cereal. You have to get your mom to get it for you. You're a fucking loser.
So you're on Twitter and you check out all the comments?
Yeah, like, you know, you're always supposed to see what the fuck going on and what people are saying about you, because you got to think about, like, damn, am I really a dickhead?
Right.
You know, it kind of makes you think about yourself, like, maybe I need to change my ways. But at the same time, people trying to get under your skin, you know, and they can't get that from you. They can't get that power, you know. And Brock would tell me all the time, he's like, quit giving that energy, like, quit giving them the time of day. He's like, yo, you respond to everybody that hates on you. He's like, stop that shit. They just trying to get to you. And I'm like, it took a minute, because I'll respond to everybody. Like, bitch, shut up. Like, you're on your mama's Wi-Fi on her couch right now.
Right.
What can you be possibly doing that's worse than what I'm doing? You know, like.
They never expect you to respond, right?
No, they don't. And I do. And I was responding every time. Like, I was a respond king.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then Brock was like, dude, you got to stop. And I was like, all right, bet. And then, like I said, it took time.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like I said, just from all the doubters, man, just everybody just thinking I wasn't going to be nothing. I had to make myself to be something, you know, and like some of my kids, you know what I'm saying? I can't let them down at all. So that makes me go even harder. And that's what these motherfuckers that be hating, they don't know. Like, nigga, my kids is all I need. They going to make sure I'm going in the right direction, and they root me on every time. My kids, they let me know if my beats suck too, though.
Mm.
My son especially. No, I don't like that beat, Dad. If he could cuss, he'll be like, that shit trash. Fucking trash, Pops. Fuck out of here with that bullshit, man. Nah, my son, he'd be like, no, I don't like that beat, Dad. Nah. I was like, what you don't like about it? He's like, I didn't like it. I was like, all right, cool. All right, I'll make a whole nother beat. And I was like, you like this one? He nah. And as soon as I put drums on, he's like, oh.
Yeah, now I see the vision. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool. Cool. And then he'd be like, can I do something? And he'd be trying to make something. He'd be doing all complete weird shit. Like, but he remember Ryan Leslie when he was in the studio?
Yeah.
That's my son. My son was up in there doing all that weird shit. Nah, son, you can't do it. Not today. Nah, get out of here. You know, I kick his ass out of my studio every fucking time, because he'd be up in there trying to hog the beat. Well, I can't have that. You know, and
so schoolboy.
Schoolboy, man, that's my bro, man. That pink panty wearing bitch.
was he looking for a beat like that?
Nah, bro, it was kind of crazy, really. I was just sending him all kind of shit. Like, I was just sending him half finished beats. You know what I'm saying? Like, the beats weren't even finished. Same with Kendrick. It was just like ideas, because, you know, when you get ideas, like, oh, can you finish this? Can you do this? Can you do that? All right, bet. Let me figure this out. Woo woo. How many records did we have on there? We had on Blank Face, we had 3 records.
Mm.
3 records on that motherfucker. That part, that was just like, that was random, like, to me, because I was like, wait, Kanye's getting on that record? Oh, shit. And then we first heard it, me and Brock, and I think it was the day it came out. Brock already heard it, of course.
Mm.
I ain't here yet. We was in the studio. We was at Windmark. Me, Dot, and Brock, T-Money, and Alchemist, and Dahi. It was all of us in there.
Yeah.
And that part just came out. And it was my first time hearing it. I was like, oh, okay. Oh, yes. Man,
matter what, beggars can't be choosers, bitches. Ain't Chipotle. Like, yo. Oh man, you made me like, what?
Yo, everyone must have gone crazy,
bruh. When I see him perform it, just the kids, the energy. I wish I could have been at the Life of Pablo shows, man. I can't even make it to none of them, bruh. I just seen it and I was like, dog, it just gives me goosebumps every time. Hey, dog, hey. No, let me stop
yeah,
that.
Come on, now.
That gives me goosebumps every time. I should start singing it when I say shit like that. Like, nah. Yeah, it was just dope as fuck, man. Like I said, Schoolboy Q is somebody that's just dope to fucking work with, man, because he has so much fucking energy. You know, and he's funny as fuck, bro. Like, you know, when you're around funny people, dog, and they got that energy, it makes the records even better. You know what I'm saying? Plus, he's a father, too. It's like, man, we can relate to so much shit as fathers and shit, bro, with kids. And it's like, damn. You know, we going to all, you know, in these concepts and just conversations about certain shit. And it's like, that's what makes the bond and the chemistry better.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I could text Schoolboy Q or call him or whatever. He gonna answer right back like, you pink panty wearing bitch. You know what I'm saying? It's like we kind of cracked that mold, because like when you get around TDE niggas, you gotta accept the, if they clown on you, better take that shit.
Right,
you say
right.
Anything back, like, bitch, you might get slapped. You know, you might get fucked up, dog. Like, you know, I had to go through that. You know, I had to go through boot camp with them niggas, man, and you know, and tolerate. Hey, you look like Albie Shore, bitch. Like, damn, nigga, I do got a unibrow. Like, fuck, nigga, like, damn, man. You know, that's where the Albie Shore shit came from. You know, and I went to Schoolboy Q crib one time. It was 420. It was me, Hip Hop, Brock, Ali, Trail. It was a gang of us there, man.
Strong lungs.
Yeah.
Boy,
yeah.
What? Oh my God, that room was so smoked out. Mac Wap was there too. Mm. And we were all joning. We were cracking jokes, right? And you know, they tried to crack on me, man. And I was like, this nigga school had a damn a fucking wife beater on. I was like, nigga, you got a melted ice cream cone on tatted on your arm. And he was like, nigga, that's my grandma. Everybody got up, was like, hey, nigga, that does look like a melted ice cream cone. Everybody got up to look like, oh, shit. Everybody just went rolling. I was like, oh, nigga, I wasn't trying to joke on that, bro. My man, he's like, ah, you bitch. Yeah. I was like, nigga, my
you got
man.
No placements on
yeah,
that
you got
album.
No
yeah.
placements, nigga. I thought Q hated me after that, but it was cool. It was all good, man. So, you know, that was like, you know, we kind of cracked that shit open. You know, they cracked that mold, and you know, that's how God. We became really cool. Like all of that. Like TDE's like the family. You know what I'm saying? So
Vice City,
man. Vice City was dope as fuck. Like J-Rock, we was working on J-Rock project at the time, and I think Vice City went straight to Kendrick first because Kendrick had the beat first, and Kendrick was like, all right, we're going to make this a Black Hippie record. I'm like, oh, word? All right, cool. For sure. I'm excited.
Yeah.
I'm hella excited. You know what I'm saying? And they did the video and shit with Cycle Films. Shout out to Cycle Films, man. Them the homies.
Did Brock said that was his, I think he said that was his favorite Cardo beat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, even though I don't think he's like my favorite Cardo beat, man. No, his favorite beat was Seen It All, I think.
Oh,
was
gonna,
it?
We're gonna, you're calling someone Brock a liar?
Yeah.
Hell yeah, I'm calling him a liar.
Someone check his Wikipedia page.
You're me! That boy got that damn beard, bro. Like, he's just been surfing his whole life. I've been surfing my whole life. If he made an album, dog, his voice would be like, yeah, I'm the badass man. Oh, yeah.
Wait, do Bad to the Bone.
Bad to the Bone. Bad to the Bone. Yeah, he'd be like Meatloaf mixed with, like, motherfucking Bon Jovi. hey, bro. Hey, Brock, man, I love you, bro. You know
he's
how
the
Brock, man.
He's the best.
You're my manager from day one, dog.
Yeah.
You know
so,
what I'm saying?
So, next up, you got that Wiz project.
Yep.
What else is coming up? Oh, wait. And people should go out right now and press play on that G-Worthy.
Get on the G-Worthy.
Yep. And it's
the
Peasy.
OMB Peasy. Did the Migos album early this year.
Yep.
Culture.
Yeah, did Deads.
Yeah, talk about how that record came
ooh,
together.
Wake up the bed. Get up the dead. Man, what, dog? I sent beats to Quavo because me and Quavo, we was saying, you know, I seen him at the hotel. As a matter of fact, we was at the Roosevelt.
Mm.
We were both staying there. I came outside. I seen real. Yeah, Quavo outside. The nigga was in a goddamn G-Wagon. I was like, that nigga hopped out. Now he might be 4'11.
Yeah.
That's my bro, man. Shout out to Quavo, man. Yeah,
Yeah, it was like, yeah. He's like, what you about to get into? I'm like, man, shit, about to go to the studio, you know, work. And he was like, yeah, we got some crazy shit. I was like, what we got? He's like, man, we got some crazy shit. I ain't hear nothing, you know what I'm saying, until, you know, the album came out. And everybody else that was at the listening session, I didn't make it because I was in L.A. when they had the listening session. And they're like, yeah, dog, you got a crazy record with 2 Chainz. I was like, wait, they told me the record wasn't on there. They was like, oh, yeah, it's on there. I was like, nah, it's not on there. So I called P from QC. I'm like, P, hey, am I on the album, bro? He's like, yeah. He was like, they didn't tell you. I was like, nah, nobody told me. They told me I was off the album. He was like, nah, nigga. He was like, everybody was like, yo, keep that record on there. I was like, oh, shit, my bad. So he was like, yeah, you good. And then I was on there and shit, man. And the beat wasn't even sequenced like that. They sequenced the beat themselves like that. The beat was completely different. I might release the instrumental version later.
Whoa.
Yeah. I was actually thinking about putting out all the instrumentals that I've done on one CD or...
To sell it?
Nah, just put out that
just for the people?
For everybody.
Yeah, put it on SoundClick.
Yeah. I mean, SoundClick is done with. Fuck SoundClick.
Now, you want to know what the biggest problem with doing that is? That all your old Bank of America friends who gave you CDs are going to like jump all over
those
beats.
Hey, bro, what's up, man?
We made it.
What's up, man? Can we fucking, can we go chill with you? Nah. Y'all motherfuckers said I was weak and I ain't going to make it with this shit. I remember my teachers telling me I was going to make it with music. They was like, yo, you ain't going to make it. You know what I'm saying? And I took that in consideration. Like, all right, I wonder what my teacher's doing right now. They're probably sitting at the desk drinking some nasty ass coffee and shit.
Probably.
Or some water with
Molly
labels.
Water. Yeah.
Breath fucking stink.
But listen, I'm glad that you went from having bubble guts to having your son shit on you to being the shit.
Hey!
Hey, I like that. That's hard. We need to make an album.
All right, let's go.
What? It's the real guy wings. What's happening, baby?
Cardo, congratulations on everything, man.
We got so much other shit coming out, bro. I can't really go on the liberty about, but...
You know, no, just whisper it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We got motherfucking yeah, man, it's a lot of projects coming because, you know, I really like said, it's just about to be hell of a fourth quarter. Me and Young T.O., I don't know if you guys are familiar with SOBRBE, but yeah, me and Young T.O., we're about to put a project together.
What about Carter Montana?
Carter Montana might come out retirement.
Hey, let's go.
You know what I'm saying? I might come out this motherfucker. I'm like, hey, okay, you already man, okay, man. Oh, no, fuck the Diaz brothers. I burn those cockroaches. And then, you know, I got a collab that I'm working with RSVP Gallery.
Oh,
Donsie.
Finally.
Yeah, so
finally.
We actually putting something together. People could look for that. You know what I'm saying? Y'all just hearing it first. Like,
is that going to be the shit stain cleanser?
It might be. That would be hard. You know what I'm saying? That would be hard. That capsule would be hard. Real hard out here in the field. Word of G Perico, dude. It's all way out, baby. Carl got wings. Checking in, checking out. What's happening, baby?
Thanks so much, Cardo.
Appreciate y'all, man.
Thanks, everyone, for listening to this new episode of A Waste of Time with It's The Real Jeff. If people want to find out more about us, we're It's The Real. If people want to find out more about this podcast, it's called A Waste of Time with It's The Real. And if people want to find out where, at this last second, they can go to get those last-minute tickets for our show here in Los Angeles on November 2nd, this Thursday, at the Bootleg Theater, at 8:30 for VIPs and 9:30 for the general admission. Where can they go?
You can go to our Airbnb. We will probably be handing out some extra tickets there, but you can also go to itsthereal.com on your internet today. Just search It's The Real on Google and hopefully we come up. You can also find all of our old episodes at SoundCloud.com/A Waste of Time. We are also on iTunes. Search for A Waste of Time with It's The Real. Actually, if you go to most podcast streaming services, you can type in It's The Real and our episodes will come up. You can also go and listen to our music. It is at SoundCloud.com/It's The Real or on most streaming services, including Spotify and Pandora.
Yeah,
and
Google Play. You know what? You guys like Tidal? Go to Tidal and search for Teddy Bear Fresh by It's The Real, and you guys will certainly enjoy that.
It's also on Apple Music. Shout out to our alien overlords over in Cupertino, California.
That's right.
You can also find us on Twitter at It's The Real, Facebook at It's The Real, Instagram at It's The Real, and Snapchat at It's The Real. Also, we joined Twitch.
Twitch.
Who
is
knew?
Twitch? What is it?
I don't know, but the fact is that we're there, and we are It's The Real, It's The Real, because
It's the real. It's the real.
Whoever the real It's the real is.
Yeah, fuck you.
No, I'm sorry. This is so confusing. We're the real It's the real.
But yeah, we but just, whoever took our name.
Yeah, whoever took our name It's the real
fuck
on
you.
Twitch.
Yeah.
When we figure out what to do with this platform, we're going to find you.
We don't really know what Twitch is used for other than watching people play video games, and we do not, in fact, play video games.
But you know what?
But you know what? We're there,
we're
here to start some fights with some video game nerds.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Jeff, you know this podcast does not grow without the help of everyone out there spreading the word. And here's something that we've really been talking about a lot lately, which is we love our audience. They are a loyal, passionate, funny, smart bunch of people out there. But what we want to do is grow our audience. We want to not be the underdogs anymore. So if everybody out there can tell one friend about the podcast, about the music, about the live experience, then we will no longer be the underdogs. Let's double up, guys.
Yeah, we're going to be the overdog.
Let's be the overdog. And we know that it starts with us telling you guys that we appreciate you. So, Jeff, who is someone you want to shout out?
I want to shout out the lawyers that Randy Newman has hired not to sue us for using his publishing at the beginning of this podcast.
That's right.
I also want to shout out Lee Shaner behind the Kind of Meat podcast out in Los Angeles, our good friend who goes by It's Intuition on his Instagram and Twitter.
Jeff, I would like to shout out, about 10 or 12 people that we saw most recently on our email who have sent over tickets because they knew they weren't going to be there, but they wanted to support. So for our show in Los Angeles, all these people from around the country contributed to us selling out, and I want to acknowledge them right now. So there's Lee Breslauer from Colorado, Ray Rodriguez from Long Island, Dan Rosenthal from the Upper West Side.
Who's that?
Jimmy Smith from Syracuse, Giancarlo Chin from Chicago, DJ Tony Drake from Baltimore, Y Jones from Connecticut, Alex Herbert from San Francisco, Sonic Sounds from Compton, California, Nadeska Alexis from Everyday Struggle, Jay Omega from the Officially Street Podcast, Michael Jackson from Dallas, Texas, and there are a bunch more. We appreciate all of you for helping us keep this ship afloat, for letting us live out our dreams, and for continuing to give you guys the best content online. Shout out to all you guys. Shout out to everybody who's going to be in the building this Thursday.
I just want to take 1 second before we go to say that we are both thinking of our good friend Reggie Osei, a.k.a. Combat Jack, who is currently dealing with cancer. He's got colon cancer, and you know, we saw him on his Instagram Live, and he seemed to be in really great spirits. We texted him, and we just want him to know and want you guys to know to keep Combat Jack in your thoughts.
Combat Jack Reggie Osei is nothing if not a fighter. He is somebody who's always done right by this culture, and certainly, at the end of the day, he is a great man. So, as Jeff said, we're keeping him in our thoughts and prayers, and hope you guys are too. The hashtag is #combatcancer. We look forward to seeing Reggie real soon up on his feet and combating cancer like we know he can. And as always, guys, to our friends out there, not for real, for real.
Sure, sure.
We'll see you guys next week.